Blog Talk Radio.
If you're looking for the best all-natural health products, including natural hair products, visit DHealthStore.com, the home of the famous herbalist Tahuti Ma'at Ra. DHealth Store offers you over 2,000 products at unbelievably low and affordable prices every day of the week. The products are all natural, vegan, contains no preservatives, no fillers, no binders, and the herbs are organic and wild harvested herbs. The quality of their products are unmatched. DHealthStore.com offers you great products, low prices, excellent customer service, and fast shipping. To get the best for less, visit DHealthStore.com or call toll-free at 888-823-9416. That's 888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com. Go to DHealthStore.com and tell them Tommy Sotomayor sent you.
For Westwood College and decided to give him a call.
At Westwood, I got my bachelor's degree in just 3 years. I got career training in the classroom and they helped me build my resume. So when I graduated, I had everything I needed to finally start my career.
Start your career with a bachelor's degree from Westwood College. Graduate in just 3 years with the tools you'll need to start a career in design, justice, technology, healthcare, or business, including construction management. Call now for your free career success kit and learn about the careers and salaries that could be yours with a Westwood College degree. Online classes are available.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here. Now, you guys know, and I get asked all the time, do you ever sleep? Well, yes, I do sleep. But on the times when I can't get those 8 hours of sleep, I have my own little secret weapon that keeps me going. What is that secret weapon, you ask? Well, it's my little friend right here, a 5-hour energy shot. That's right. With zero sugars and 4 calories, I feel good and confident every time I take a shot, every time I take a bottle. But if you're not ready for the full 5 hours, just take you a little bit. See how it makes you feel. Me, I get no crash and I get hours of energy. So it allows me to get on here and rant for hours. So if you want to get that 5-hour energy burst or whatever you need for that little pick-me-up when you get that 2:30 feeling any time of the day, go out and get you some 5-hour energy. Me, my favorite is the grape. But you can try the pomegranate and you can try the citrus flavor. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now, no crash later.
And now, back to the show where truth is king and logic reigns supreme. Your world, my view. Your hope, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. Now, I don't know why I keep addressing fools, but one of the fools stated that,
man, why you let Tariq Nasheed make you stop saying, what's up, everybody? I also want to address the people saying, why you typing caps? You must be emotional.
Last I checked, I say, what up, people? And what up, everybody? Or just, what up? In every video, just like in every newscast, I don't say, breaking news, nigga. Just like I don't sit around and make ethers all day, and some lame still claimed that I stopped making ethers because of him. Literally, there was this dude that said, because I wasn't making ethers, I stopped making ethers because of him. I have no idea what's wrong with black men. But again, black women, if you're watching these dudes, I don't care if you hate me, and I know y'all like trolling me, but I understand why y'all treat these men like crap. I understand why y'all treat these men like crap, because they're stupid. These men are idiots. To sit and troll a man that you don't know and think this makes sense. These dudes are feeling real good about themselves. These men are feeling fantastic. And everybody making, I just want to let y'all know before I answer these phone lines, all these people who are making videos, they're only doing it because they're trying to get hits. They're trying to get likes. That's it. I'm like the Kim Kardashian of YouTubers, of black YouTubers. I'm not overblowing my position. That's literally who I am. I'm the most popular dude, and everybody else is trying to say something about that dude so they can get hits. My name gets you hits. Don't believe me? I actually have my own tag on YouTube, and I've only been doing it, like I said, Tariq is Mr. Hidden Colors. He's so big. My name draws more hits than his. So if he's so big and he's done so much, literally, he wouldn't need to keep using my name. He wouldn't need to keep talking about me. We could move on. Here's what I challenge, and I'll challenge again. I challenge Tariq, his followers, Jason Black, his followers, mine and my followers. Everybody move on and go their own separate way. That they can't do it. That everybody just decides, okay, we know you don't like him. We know he doesn't like you. Everyone just go on and do what they were doing before they met. Ask them to do that. For all you Tommy haters, we understand you don't like me. Do the world a favor and go back to the people you do like, instead of messing with the person you don't like. Because, again, remember, all this is about my opinion, not about something I've done to someone. It's about my opinion. And everybody who's putting that photo of me being booked, I guess that's what you call it, thank you for that. Because what you're proving to me is this. Every time you run around and say, police need to stop messing with black folks. Police need to stop messing with black folks. But then you turn around and put up somebody's mugshot. So which is it? Police need to stop messing with black folks, or showing black folks' mugshot is something that's offensive? Which is it? He been to jail, and then they add when it wasn't working that I just beat folks' ass. Now they say I've been to jail for fraud. Ask them where I've even been arrested, charged, or anything that has anything to do with a fraud. Ask them where anybody's even brought me up on a fraud charge. This has never happened. But because it wasn't working that I beat women's ass and that's why I was arrested, they add something on there that they don't show you. These are the same people who are saying white folks arrest black men for no reason. Think about it. White folks arrest black men for no reason. But I'm the black man who they keep putting up his mugshot. Because at one point, it's funny, and it shows how bad of a person you are. But at the other point, we got what's going on in Ferguson and black men getting killed and stuff, and we want to pound our chest and be so pro-black and say, these police are messing with these black men. I am going to make me a T-shirt that say, I've been to jail, or he been to jail, with my mugshot pitch on it. I might as well get paid off of it since they're going to keep putting it out there like that's supposed to make me a black man feel bad when your majority of your black men that you love and give money to and buy CDs from have been to jail. This just literally makes no sense. Nobody says about Malcolm X, he's been to jail. Martin Luther King, he's been to jail. We don't even know how to make logic go from sentence to sentence. We don't even know how to make logic go in the same sentence. Somebody said, Jesus Christ, he's been to jail. Jesus Christ went to jail, was convicted, and murdered because he broke the law. So none of y'all should be following him. I'm going to make me a shirt with Jesus' mugshot on it. Just straight up Jesus' mugshot. There it is. Because this is what they're doing. But they think, they act like I didn't start my show on that premise. They act like this was something that they brought to the forefront. Nobody knew this existed. He had never talked about that. When he be talking on his show, he had like he'd never been to jail. We brought this out. Funny, huh? But anyway, what I'm going to do is go to these phone calls. And guys, remember, if you don't have something to say that you think I need to discuss, do not press the 1. I only want to talk to the people who have a problem with me. I only want to talk to them. We got one person on the first half of the show who had a problem with me, and all he did was say, you a coon, nigga. You ain't got no, what did he say? You can't clap back. You can't clap back. This is Tyreek's fans in a nutshell. These are the people, and that's all the reason I'm doing this show, to just expose the type of people who follow them. Because if they want to prove me wrong, you can call in now and have a real debate. I won't cuss you out, won't yell at you. Unless you say something stupid, and you know something, you said something stupid when you say it. So if I click on you because you press this 1, hopefully you have something to say to me. Not you're gonna sit. And literally, guys, I love the fact that you like saying nice stuff to me. Tonight, what you should do is just go to A Fatherless America or TommySotomayor.com and click the donate button. You don't have to call and say nothing nice to me tonight. If y'all want to show me how much you love me, go buy a shirt. Go donate. Buy a shirt and donate, buy a shirt, and then donate again. Do that. That'll help. Anything else? Let me just talk to the other people because we want to hear the other side. And unlike them, I don't mind hearing the other side. But let me go down the list every phone call. 865-384. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, Nickel. Yeah, what's up?
Hello? Who am I speaking with?
This is Esteban.
Sorry, I can't hear you. If you can speak up, it would be really helpful. Speak up for us.
This is Esteban. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Esteban. What's on your mind? I don't know why you're so low.
Hold on one second. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Talk to me.
Okay. First of all, you are a gay Negro, okay? And I'm going to tell you why you gay, okay? Nigga, you so gay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show everybody how gay you are by just exposing you. You hear me?
What do you want me to say back to that, dude? Seriously, just keep going. I'm letting you talk. What do you want me to say back to this? I'm letting you talk. Go ahead and talk.
Nigga, listen. You's a moist ass nigga. Okay? And I'm gonna show you how moist you are. Cause when I see you, I'm gonna slap you on your ass, and you're gonna like that, and that's gonna show everybody how gay you are. Okay.
Let me ask you something, sir. If I'm as gay as you say I am, One, do you like talking to and calling gay people who have gay radio shows? And two, if you prove to everybody how gay I am, what will that change about any video I've ever made?
It don't matter, nigga, because you gay.
Okay, but I'm just asking, seriously, what does it mean if I'm gay?
You just a gay dude, man.
I don't. I ain't gonna lie, that call was entertaining. Listen, y'all, I'm so glad that my fans are as stupid as Tyreek the Cheese fans and Jacob Black fans. My fans ain't never called no show and said that they were ignorant. My fans don't call the show and say they're ignorant. My fans do not call anybody's show and sound that stupid. But let's go to the next one. 773-273, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
What's going on, Tom? You're speaking with JKJ from Chicago.
What's up, JKJ? What's your issue with me?
Oh, man, I have no personal issue with you, and my call will definitely be better than that. I think I have a little bit of logic, just a little.
Okay, well, I really want tonight to be about people who have an issue with me. So I had
a few questions. One of the questions were, as far as Ferguson is concerned, do you think the residents should have complained sooner than they have?
Yeah,
as,
I said at the beginning of the show. I'll answer them piece by piece. I said at the beginning of the show, black folks love to complain after the fact. They knew that they had an all-white police force or mostly white police force before, and if they had a problem with being policed by white people, they should have complained then. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, before they actually were under investigation previously and a lieutenant was fired a year or so ago, about seven, eight months ago, you familiar with that?
What were they under investigation for?
Oh, a lot of things. The lieutenant was actually terminated from his post for, you know, telling them to arrest black people, just throwing it out there, the hearsay they have down there in the loop.
Let me ask you this. Why wasn't there a black police chief over a bunch of – why wasn't that literally one of the first things that you did, have a black police chief?
Yeah, no, they didn't have a black police chief.
Here's the next question I would ask. How many blacks actually tried out for the police, went through the police academy and tried out for the police force? And if that's the case, then how many of them didn't make it? And then you have a discrimination suit on your hands. Is that an issue?
Yeah, I wouldn't know per se how many people had joined up or signed up.
Are things to know. As black people, we need to quit going into legal situations not knowing the law. We also need to quit going into situations not knowing the stats and the facts, because when you have the stats and the facts, it makes it easier for you to bring a case, and it makes it easier for people who are outside of your community to look at your community and understand that this is what you have. When I do Fatherless America, don't you think I'll have more people watching the movie when I bring stats and facts?
Hey, speaking of Fatherless America, when's the first preview coming out?
I have no idea when the first preview will be coming out. Seriously.
No idea whatsoever. I mean, I'm just curious to see who's lined up for it.
I have no idea when the first preview will be coming out. I'm literally doing pre-production right now.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of my questions also. I was curious to see, you know, what was going on and everything. I also had a totally different question going back to these people that's been talking about you all day, because I was on the thread. I don't know if you recall. I was on a thread earlier today that's like thousands upon thousands of comments long.
You mean that Tommy Sotomayor discussion board?
Yes, yes, sir.
Do you notice that most of the people who speak just like this guy here, like that just called? I just got to ask you as a man, and then I'll let you ask your question. But as a man, can't you see how this is a little bit weird that people who don't know me are spending days upon days upon days calling me names, and then claiming that, oh, I ain't going to call your show nigga because that's your territory. But I'm in there chatting with them on their territory.
To answer that, I have a father, and I know who he is, and I grew up with him. So I mean, we'll just leave it at that. we'll just you could take that how you want. I mean, you know, I can call him right now and we could three-way and, you know, I actually got my ass whooped and I actually been laid a time or two. So I'm just going to put it that way. But I mean, in verse though, it also goes for the people that sit there, because, you know, you got these guys talking about they're going to slap hoes and black bitches and I'm not no simp. And Tommy told me not to be no simp. I actually was at the gym, Tommy, on the side note, I was at the gym, and I seen a dude get all in a black woman's face talking about, you black bitch, your head hat hooligan. I'm looking like, did he really just use a Tommy turn? So I look at him, I said, play, you about to whoop this woman ass? He's like, I ain't going to let a black bitch take me down. I'm not going to let a black bitch take me down. I said, bro, you a grown-ass man. Why you? I said, you listen to T.S. He's like, oh, Tommy, oh, I'm Soto Nation. The man lifts up his, like, tank top from, you know, we in the gym, right? He lifts his tank top up. He got a some of my bitch shirt on.
I don't have a shirt.
I said,
hold on.
I said, you got.
Wait. You just said something that's untrue because I don't have a shirt that says that.
Okay, well, this dude was up here talking about some, yeah, I follow all his channels. And I'm like, well, player, you know what I'm saying? If you going to be a man, bro. Don't sit there and just sit on someone else's laurels. I'm like, cause, you know, Tommy ain't going to bail your ass out. You know, this man about to crack this woman in the dome, talking about he going to give her a pound cake. It blew my mind.
Wait. Did you ask him why he was going to crack the woman in the dome?
Oh, yeah. He said she was stepping to me like I was a simp.
Nobody.
I said, really?
That. What does stepping to me like I'm a simp mean? What does that mean?
Should I wouldn't know. I don't put myself in them kind of situations.
But you, wait. You're supposed to be an irrational man, like you said, you have your father. So you would have asked him, what does that mean? If you approached him and asked him something in the first place, this doesn't make sense. I can't say I'm rational. I wouldn't ask a rational question. A rational question would be to anybody that said, yo, she trying to step to me like I'm a simp. I said, what does that mean? Or I wouldn't have said nothing to him in the first place.
I had to step to him because the man's ready to crack a poor woman in the dome. I'm looking like,
but
you don't want to ask him
what's he doing. You don't want to ask what's going on. You literally walked into a situation and didn't care about what was going on.
Oh, I asked him. And what he did was give me some bullshit answer about, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? He kept going circular with that circular argument.
And it sounds like, JKJ, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it sounds like you making this up, bro. This literally sounds like a made-up thing. Even right then, you couldn't even answer it. When you were like, well, you know, he just kept doing, you know, going back forward with a circle. Or you literally are doing something that you as a man with a father know not to do. We don't make arguments and we don't jump into discussions. We don't jump into debates with answers like that. You said he had on a shirt that doesn't exist. So either he made this shirt himself or this story is false. You said that he turned around and just wanted to beat a woman's butt and say, yeah, I know T.S. Again, false. Because thugs don't follow me. That's why you don't have thugs on you. You were on that thread, and you heard them dudes that were following me, and they weren't saying those types of things. As a matter of fact, they were the only ones who were speaking logically. Everyone else was talking crap, and you saw it. So, sir,
there were logical people on that thread. Now, to say to that point, there were plenty of logical people on the thread on both sides. I'm not going to sit there and accuse, you know what I'm saying?
No, they
one
weren't.
Or the other.
I kept trying to talk to them, and all they were doing was calling me names, sir. Every one of them was
I noticed. Oh, trust me, I noticed.
And I kept trying to talk to them logically, and they kept calling me names. Even the women.
Yes, I saw.
The ones y'all talking about, some I be talking down to, had no problem calling a grown man a bitch, a coon, and all of these words. And y'all didn't think to yourself, wait a minute, how can we protect that group of women? That doesn't make sense. He's trying to prove to us that black women aren't a certain way, so they act the way that doesn't make sense.
No, that doesn't make sense to spend so much time on the internet talking about someone you don't know.
That's all I'm
that
saying.
That clearly doesn't make sense. But my other question is, yeah, I'm still here. My other question is,
go ahead.
Yeah, what do you think of? As far as the results of some of the epic rants, like Tommy's epic rants on YouTube, do you think those actually have a positive effect on switching things around for the community?
Well, first off, when I do epic rants, my whole idea behind that was I see a situation and I'm mad. I'm not trying to change anything with that. I'm literally just having a rant about something. Now, I would like for other people to get just as mad about something, like when I did the rant against Wendy Williams did when she agreed that this woman should get pregnant on purpose, or the rant in which I sit there and listen to her talk about one person when she's in the same situation, or the rant in which I did against Tariq Nasheed, which Tariq sat there and had a problem with me asking a simple question. He let y'all know he was never my friend. He never liked me. And from the beginning, and you watch all these dudes who dislike me, they basically tell you that from day one they wanted to sabotage me. That's the weirdest crap I've ever heard. So what
yeah,
I'm
that, that's obsession. That's definitely obsession.
That's
but what I want to ask you though is with this whole Hidden Colors beef or whatever, because I've been kind of like looking at it off and on. I find it ironic that the same person that called you sounds like the same person that called him. Do you think that that might have been a provocateur?
That called him when? That called him to get it all
well,
started?
Well, yeah, when they said, when everybody was saying it's all started, because, like, the timing of it seemed too perfect, where the person called and asked you about Tariq and asked you why he didn't include the Jews. Do you think it's possible that could have been a provocateur? Because it sounds like the same guy that gets on his show, on his live stream, and was like, what you think about Tommy and what you think
oh,
about
I'm
this?
Sure. I mean, listen, I'm pretty sure it is, and he failed for it. He's the same person that fell into hanging with Tariq. If nothing else, I thought Tariq would be a smarter man than to hang out with a dude named Jason Black that nobody's ever seen. But he hated me so much that he's hanging out with an agent now. Have you noticed that Jason Black and his friends continue to put Jason Black and Tariq together in the same sentence now, like they've been best friends for years? And Jason Black and Tariq ain't calling them on that. Tariq ain't saying, wait a minute. I'm not going to let every time somebody comments, they keep putting, yeah, you mad because Tariq and Jason Black ruined you. Tariq and Jason Black, they keep saying it. Just look in my comment section. You'll keep seeing these fake profiles keep saying Tariq and Jason Black, Tariq and Jason Black. And Tariq failed for it because he hates me so much and wanted to be me so much that he threw his hat in with a dude that has never been seen. And if this dude is so pro-black and he knows that there are agents and provocateurs, there's no way in hell he would sit there and do what he did. But he's so desperate for attention that he went with a guy who he knows is fucking with me. So he figured I'll let that guy keep fucking with him so I don't have to really do much. And that's what happened. And that's sad. So what y'all guys need to do is ask the question, why would Mr. Hidden Colors call my mother a Section 8 crack whore, make a video about my mother getting a train run on her by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then his followers think that's funny? He spent 30 minutes under a table holding a Tommy Sotomayor puppet and talking with that puppet under a table for 30 minutes. He must be used to being on his knees for a long time. Thank you, JKJ, for because I can't stay on my – I'm sorry. I can't get down there on my knees that long. He did it like a champ. He did it like that's just what he do. I'm just saying. 678-925. Caller, you're on the air. 678-925. Caller. Caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Tommy? It's Tariq, man. What's good? My bad.
No, Tariq. No. Tariq, not tonight. I listen, guys. I only want guys.
Oh, my bad, man. I'll holler at you later.
Yeah, look, listen, y'all, seriously, if you are on this line and you're not calling me to ask me a question about what's going on, this is the problem. They tell y'all with black folks, we don't listen, and if we put, don't do this tonight. Press 1 only if you want to talk. I promise you I don't care if you've been a supporter for 90,000 years. If you call in here talking about some what's up, man, I'm going to cuss you out. Because you're proving the point that they say we don't read, we don't listen. 504-909, caller, you're on the air. 504-909, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Reginald.
No, Reginald, no, Reginald, no. Unless you got an issue with me. Say you have
I do have an issue with you right now.
Alright, go ahead.
I have a serious issue. The clapping back at these dudes for this stuff that they're doing. Whatever it is they're trying to do, because they're definitely trying to take you down. I seen you brung the ethers back and most of us are appreciative of that, but I really do not like the fact that you're going too soft on these clown ass niggas. Like, it's not working. Like, trying to be logical with these dudes is really not working, and I think you do need to go back to how you was before. Like, you need to go hard on these niggas because you're using logic.
What I'm doing now is simple. Right now, I don't really care what black folks think. Right now, I ain't trying to be nobody's buddy. Right now, you can't call me and ask me. No, because me trying to be friendly with people, me trying to be accessible to people, has made it to where if I don't, you know what's sad? If I don't call a person, if I don't answer their phone, if I don't tweet them the way that they want me to tweet them, they literally are going from I like you to I hate you. There's a dude, and I don't know who the cat is. In my thing, what was his name? Wishing something. This wishing guy has just been the main person who's behind this Catrice chick. If me and Catrice don't get along no more, we need to just stop talking. And if y'all like Catrice that much and she ain't done nothing, then go follow her. But what we got is a bunch of people who are literally trying to act like we was buddies. And I can't say nothing to this person or that person. This is stupid. So this fool sits there and just trolls the crap out of me. I don't know you niggas. I don't. Whatever you do it because you want to do it. And if you don't want to do it no more, stop. But I'm not trying to be friend no more because I realize that being y'all friend mean as soon as we have one argument, you hate me now. And you team Tyreek or team Jason Black or team, this is stupid. And this lets me know that there's something mentally wrong with black folks where they can't just say, you know what, I don't like that guy no more. And they move on. Nope. They don't move on. They stalk the hell out of me as soon as it happens. They be on somebody's show talking about, I never liked that nigga. So I'm tired.
Man, they love you, son. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Because, like, if you don't like a motherfucker, you cut them off. You say, you know what? I'm not supporting this shit. I ain't watching this shit no more. That's it. That's all. But, like, the thing is, when you get into it with them, you be right. And the fact that you right is like, now I got to kill this motherfucker because he right. He got the proof to back up what he said.
I haven't been wrong one time with that girl. My issue with that girl was that girl was using me. That my issue with that girl was she signed for the all-inclusive pack on Tuesday during the show. Somehow between Tuesday and Thursday, she deleted it. I emailed her because I thought something might have went wrong. She sends me a video on YouTube talking about how she had a problem with how I was talking to her talking about her during the show. I said, fine, if you got a problem with what I said and you don't want that kind of audience around you, then what you should do is take videos down with my name in it claiming you support me while you know that the majority of people who subscribe to your channel right now are people who I endorse. I'm not doing that crap anymore either. I created a Jason Black by doing that. I'm not creating no more niggas. If I find out you got a damn YouTube channel, I find out you got a radio show, fuck you. I'm not saying nothing about you. You won't get the name on my show.
And cut them bitches off. Fuck. It's all like I told you. You got people that's going to support you. You got motherfuckers that's going to hate you because they can't get close enough to you. Or even some of these shit even worse. Like, this shit is getting out of hand, dog, because I see you got to go off your topics a lot just to address these stalking as they might want to rape you, bro. Truth be told.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you go look at Jason Black's latest video, it is a complete lie, and no one would admit it. They said, I went off on Francis Cresswell. And I never did. He makes a video about it, the same man who said men don't do what he's doing. They know it's a lie. They keep up with the lie. And in the comment section, there are several dudes who saying somebody needs to kick his ass over and over again. And you don't think that there's agents and provocateurs there? Those are the same white people that was inside the crowd throwing rocks in Ferguson. It's the same ones coming to Jason's video saying somebody needs to beat his ass. Over and over again until something happens. They keep saying that somebody needs to beat my ass. A father who does nothing but give his opinion, somebody needs to beat my ass in public. Nobody thinks that's wrong. Nobody thinks that's wrong.
You're fucking right is wrong. But this one thing I learned about people. It don't matter what's right or wrong. It don't matter what's logical and illogical. The only thing matters is what they want. And the motherfucker get hit by a car. They'll get hit by a car just to see you catch a flat tire. And that's just how logical people think. They'll throw their own life away to see you have a moment of discomfort for telling the truth. But you already know the truth gets your ass in trouble. It gets you in trouble with the right people. And that's all it at you. But if you put me back on mute, and I won't hear more people complain and come with stupid shit and then call you moist and all this other shit over the phone. Let me tell y'all something. Ain't nothing more moist than a nigga talking shit over the phone and nobody don't know you and can't come see you. That's some hoe shit. Y'all
exactly.
Niggas hoes. And I mean that from the top to the bottom. Y'all niggas hoes. Go fuck with them white people like that. Y'all don't do that. Y'all niggas scared to talk to the police with your voice raised. Y'all niggas some straight up bitches. Some straight up bitches.
Thank you, Reginald Man. Hey, and he's right. I don't understand where we get to this point where we just constantly threaten each other over the internet. 202-579, caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yo, Tommy, it's Santos Clutch. And I know, look, here's, all right, here's the thing about it.
Yo, Let me let you go, but I want y'all to know y'all are really ruining the show. Like, I keep trying to get people, and they're going to make it seem like I'm not answering their phone calls. Seriously, that's what they're going to say. This nigga never answered our phone call. Because the people I keep telling not to call keep calling, but go ahead.
All right, constructive criticism. All right, so before that, I want to give you just, all right, one thing, one prop. Now, I got to give you this. It'll give you props for finally getting off of Tariq Nasheed. Like, honestly, I've been calling this dude out for quite a fucking while, which leads me to my point of what I was saying. All right, so Tariq Nasheed, Jason Black, we all know these guys are across shit. But here's the thing about it. I got to call you out for this one thing. You, in a way, created these guys to where they are right now. You basically made, I'd say, Frankensteins out of these guys, which, all right, yeah, you wanted to help them because they're black unity, all that blah, blah shit. But look how they repaid you. Went on you, went off of you, turned their backs, all sorts of shit. So I'm saying this, on your end, essentially, I'm not trying to say it's your fault completely, but in a way, like, you gave these guys shine to do the shit that they were doing. And
I agree with you. I'm the one that tried to be Tyreek's friend. I'm the one that had motherfuckers buying his shit. That was me. I agree.
Yeah,
I've admitted that at the beginning of the show. You're right, and that's why I'm not doing it anymore. So any black folks that say, this nigga ain't helping, this nigga ain't this, no, I'm not anymore. Because y'all see I tried to help, and y'all see how it came back on me. And this is why the majority of people turn their backs on black folks, because they see stupid shit that black folks do to them when they try to help.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not trying to get on you, but I'm just using the shit that you say about yourself. And like you said, the women you choose, not a lot of them are shit. It seems like the same way you do with, I guess, your high-end associates. Like, as you said, Jason Black, Tariq Nasheed, other guys that you tried to associate with before. I'm not sure if it's because of your self-esteem or whatnot, but, dude, I mean, there are blacks out there that...
I try to get along with people. Think about it. I have niggas in the chat room, and you know it. When y'all complain, you didn't answer my phone call. I be trying to get y'all on. And I don't even know y'all. Tell me I'm lying.
True. I mean, yeah, true. You got some motherfuckers who say, yeah, you didn't answer my phone call. Like, dude, those guys are just fucking PMS, and they just, I don't know what's up with them. But look here. I mean, that's my thing about it. It's like, and you know, I'm not trying to give myself shine, but I've seen this from one fucking my way, especially when it came up to fucking Tariq Nasheed. Because I knew, like, I'll be honest, I'm not going to even criticize Tariq Nasheed on his point of on the Mac lesson shit, because truth be told, I saw him as more genuine on that front. But when he got into this race pimp shit, when he got into, like, fuck, you want to be pro-black, be pro-black in a fucking legit way. Not be pro-black and saying dominant society is fucking racism, that all that other bullshit. Fucking call the real racists. You don't have to call Jews out. Call the fucking feminists. Call the fucking liberals. What the fuck is this with you retarding and slowing down black progress like selling the fucking pipe train? But I'm
definitely... Well, that's what bothers me, too. And Xantho, plus, thank you. I'm going to try to get to some more people because I'm trying to make this short. But he's right on that one. Why aren't black folks calling out white liberals? The biggest crutch that black folks have right now are white liberals. White liberals are some of the biggest crutches that black folks have right now. They are some of the biggest leeches off of black folks right now. But nobody wants to talk about it, and I don't know why. Nobody wants to say, hey, wait a minute, white liberals are a bit of a problem, because all they're doing is feeding into the blacks' idea that, you know, everybody's against us, and we can't get anywhere with racism is holding us back, and what we need to do is keep voting these white liberals who are white just like the racists that we say, but they're different kinds of white people because they're white people that care about us. We don't know why they care about us, but we think that they do care about us. Does nobody find this odd that we think that this group of white people, the liberals, care about us and the Republicans and the conservatives don't? Please, somebody answer me that question. Why do we as black people believe that one group of white people really likes us? The other group of white people are against us. And the only way we know them differently is because one says liberal. One says Republican. And that the Republicans are so stupid that they will openly let the world know that they hate black folks. Y'all believe this? 718-765 caller, you are, I mean, excuse me, 718-764 caller, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with? 718-764.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello?
Hey. Yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Oh, I'm through. Yes, I like to speak on the sorry mugs that we have around here that are abusing the little power they get, and I actually agree on everything you're talking about and promote what you're doing. It's a whole lot to say at once. I'm not going to really put it out there because people are looking for the light to shine that they done got popular. So I'm not going to promote no negatives and put it out there because it's on the radio right now. But it's a whole lot being done and needs to be stopped, basically. A lot of negative feedback going off of some money. And it's the really downgrading our communities. And I really feel if y'all have all this money and you're supposed to help, you shouldn't tear it down to build. You should build off what we have already. You know, and a lot of people doing a lot of things to get the spotlight, which only bring in.
Please stop, guys. This isn't funny anymore. I can't tell nobody that my fans are better than any other fans, but my fans won't even listen. I keep saying, do not call in the show if you're not going to debate me. You keep on calling in the show and saying, I don't care that you're saying something nice to me. What you're doing is making everything look stupid. You can't follow simple fucking directions. And this is why black folks are lost, because you can't follow simple fucking directions. If you don't have a problem with me, don't call the fucking show. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's going on, Tom?
Not much. Who's on the line?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Cass.
What's your issue with me?
My issue with you is I feel like you really ain't consistent with some of the stuff you say.
Give an example, please.
Like, one minute you...
Hello? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. 865-348. Caller, you're on the air. 865-384. Caller, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
This is Antonio.
Antonio?
Yes.
All right, Antonio, what's your deal?
And I just want to say for the record, normally I do agree with you on some stuff. I do. But I do have issue with
it. Go ahead.
On one thing, and it's a huge issue. And it's on your stance on religion.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I just want to say for the record, okay, it's a huge issue because of your reasoning for it. Not because you actually have it, but your reasoning for it, I think, is just way off the mark.
What do you think is my reasoning?
Well, you explain your reasoning. Your reasoning for not necessarily agreeing with not agreeing with Christianity. Now, I get the whole thing about black women. I get that part.
No. What have I said to that black women?
Okay.
I'll be glad to.
You have said, and in fact, you did it a couple of weeks ago with the little funny man that you had on. I forget the gentleman's name, but the so-called comedian that you had on. Okay.
He's not a so-called comedian. He is the comedian. Let's not disrespect the man. But go ahead.
Well, you know what? To me, he's not funny.
He gets paid for comedy, so he's not a so-called comedian. He gets paid for it.
Fair enough.
You don't want me to diss your religion, which has nothing to do with you personally. Don't diss the man when that's his job.
I understand. Fair enough.
Go ahead.
But here's the thing. You said that the reason why you don't like Christianity, and you've said this before, is because, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically because of what whites in the past have used that religion to oppress us, okay? Now, that's actually true in the sense that they have used Christianity to justify slavery and this, that, and the other. That's actually true. But the problem I have with you, Tommy, and a lot of other of these Negroes that want to go around dissing Christianity is that the things that you guys diss Christianity for what white people did 400 years ago, Muslims are doing today, and y'all don't say shit about it. Guess what?
What are you talking about? Wait. What are you talking about? I said I don't believe in any religion.
But that's...
I said they all are BS, in my opinion, because it's man using a deity that he can't explain and doesn't have to oppress the people.
But what I'm saying, Tommy, is that you particularly, you have gone in on Christianity, and that is your right. That is your right to do so. But I'm just saying,
because Muslims don't fuck with me. Muslims don't run around talking crap to me. Muslims aren't the same. They ain't Muslims running around telling me I'm going to go to hell for talking about black women. They ain't Muslims running around making Tyler Perry rich.
But you know, that may be true, but you know what? Like I said, the fact remains. This is a fact that the things that you criticized white folks for with regards to Christianity, and again, I'm not even saying you're necessarily wrong in that aspect, but this is not just to you. This is to all the other Negroes that keep wanting to diss Christianity. Now, again, you have the right to have that opinion and belief. I'm not begrudging that. But I just want, again, all these people, all these brothers all of a sudden that don't want to follow Christianity, that want to diss it and all of that, again, that's their right. But if you're going to criticize it for what white people did 400 years ago, then you need to criticize it for what Muslims are doing today. Muslims have 27 million black African slaves today. Muslims go into other countries and force people to convert to Christianity or they kill them.
Wait, okay. But the fact remains that the majority of people in America that are black are Christian. Number one, so that's why they would address it. Number two, when you talk about what other people are doing in the country, in other countries, we don't criticize them. We criticize the American politicians, the American police force. Well, let me finish. Black folks ain't got together and talked about what the Israeli police is doing to the people on West Bank. We haven't done that. We ain't been having that discussion. Also, my show centers around black women. So, by your same logic, somebody could call in, which is the ignorance that they do, and say, well, they're white women who do that. Why you ain't talking about them? When I talk about Christianity, it's the same reason I talk about black women. It's the same reason I talk about single-parent household. It's the same reason I talk about abuse by the police. Because it's what affects American blacks, sir.
Okay.
So you cannot ask me to talk about something that you yourself just said. It does not affect American blacks.
Well, here's where I disagree on that, and this is where people better wake up. This is where people had better wake up. You look at what's happening in Europe, okay, and people don't think it can happen here in America. It may take longer, but you look at what's – because I'm glad you brought that up, Tommy, about it doesn't have any effect and all that stuff. Look at what the Muslims are doing to Europe. There are women, because there's a whole plethora of them in Sweden. There are native Sweden white women that can't walk down the street. 98% of all rapes in Stockholm, Sweden, are committed by Muslim men. Go to Amsterdam. Go to Belgium. France.
You got to do me a huge favor now. Y'all got to do me a favor. I got to stop it. Listen, I'm not going to talk about something, and then when I know there's a dog in my front yard that's threatening my kids, I'm not going to talk about down the street there's a dinosaur. Do y'all hear what this guy said? That I'm supposed to, that he said, yeah, I know, but over in Sweden, you think Sweden gives a crap about what's happening to the black people here? No, they don't. It doesn't matter. I don't get this. If you got a problem with Muslims, you say it. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'm trying to get the American black people to wake up and talk about what's happening to white people in Sweden. White people in Sweden? My Jesus. 954-533. Caller, what's up? 954-533. Caller, what's up?
What's up, Tommy?
Nothing much. Who am I speaking with?
Jim.
You said Kim or Jim?
No, I said Jim, buddy.
Okay, Jim. Jim, what's your issue with me?
So I got a beef with you.
Go ahead.
I'd rather not hear about you fighting with other people, other YouTubers, or, you know, what so-and-so said about you. I like your channel. I like to hear, you know, what opinions you think, you know, what matters you think are important, what subjects you want to talk about, and, you know, your opinions on it, and your other and your, you know, callers' opinions on it. Last couple times I called in, all I heard about was Tariq and, you know, you complaining about the trolls. I think that's part of what happens when you become famous is, you know, people hate on you and they complain about you. I think you should just take that as a compliment and as a sign that you're successful and not mention them. Just move on, you know.
I can agree with you 100%. Here's the problem. I never signed up to be like this personality. I always wanted to just be a regular person, like a person right. Who gave their opinion and make people think. So when people say stuff to me, unlike a scripted guy who's been made to do something, I'm not that guy. I have emotions. I got to watch my family be threatened. I had to watch my relationship be fucked up because of strangers I don't know. I had to watch this stuff happen to me, even when I try to ignore them. I'm trying to ignore these people, Jim, and they won't let you ignore them.
I feel for you. I know I probably can't imagine the grief that you go through. But what I'd say to you is just what you said is the reason that I, you know, the reason that I sign up and subscribe to you and watch you. You know, you're not scripted. Your personality, I like what you have to say and how you have to say it. And I would just, you know, I would suggest that, or, you know, I'd hope that you'd figure out a way to concentrate on that.
I need somebody to read my, Jim, you need to sign me up with somebody. I need somebody to read my emails. I need somebody to reply for me so it's not me, so I don't have to watch it. Like, what? Bill, here's what's going on, Jim.
Exactly. No, I think you're solving the problem right there. If you feel like you want to respond to him, that's perfect.
But think about it. I became the size that I am because I was pressed.
Right.
Tommy,
hold on. That's my exact point. Is that as soon? I think when you get off of that, you're going to stop growing.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know what to do. Like I want to reach out and talk to people, but now that because I've gotten to this size, being personable to people isn't working. Like, I remember when my girl was like, you can't meet these people. And I was like, why not? When I was in New York, I'm in Chicago and stuff, I'm meeting the people face to face. She's like, you can't keep doing that. And I was like, well, why not? I've been doing it.
Sure. I mean, no, there's other issues, security and watching out for yourself that come at the fact now that you're a celebrity, you know, rather than just a guy with an opinion. But I would... You know, like I said, I would appreciate it if you could find a way to, you know, to avoid it, you know, on air. And again, I think it would. You look at the size of your channel too. I mean, I don't know where these other people are, but I just did a brief look. I mean, your news network is like 164,000 subscribers. You know, these other morons are, you know, 11,000. I mean, you're winning. You know, and I. Sure that you would like to get to 200,000 subscribers or 300, and I really think it's the personality that does it. I don't know about the security question, but whatever you can do to just keep the personality and the topics rolling, and not mention these other folks who are just haters, you know, I think that'd be better for everybody.
Well, thank you, Jim. I can't even get mad at him. Here's the thing. I don't care what you say about me. If it's true, it's true. I've been dealing with this for years now, the difference between remaining this personality and just not talking to people, not addressing people, and being the person that got me to where I am, the guy that talks to people and addresses people. It's like, what do you do? Which one do you do? And I take things to heart. I'm like a frosted mini-wheat. The man side of me says that, you know, you should ignore these people. But the frosted bitch in me says they disrespecting you. And that frosted mini bitch keeps winning sometimes. That frosted mini bitch just be like, she just showed the fuck up. That frosted mini bitch be like, you don't let them say that shit. You got to clear this up. Damn frosted mini bitch. The man be like, you know, you shouldn't be saying this. That frosted mini bitch show up. Tell her, dog. That bitch is, oh, she's in here. 706-423.
Hello?
Hey, caller, what's up?
How are you?
Oh, hell, I don't even know now. What are you?
Well, I hope I don't make your night worse, but I was going to try to talk to you.
No problem. Actually, like I said, I want people to, if you have a problem, look, one thing this could show is if you guys have a real problem with me, it could let my fans see where my mistakes are. Another thing we could do is show people that even when we disagree, we can have a civil conversation. There's nothing, I don't have a problem. I've never run from anybody trying to talk to me. So, ma'am, first off, give me a name so I can put your, give me any name. What's your name?
Booth.
Booth, all right, Booth, tell me, what is it that your issue is with me?
Okay, first off, let me say this. I'm not a Tommy fan, I'm not a Tommy hater. I'm not a Tyreek fan, I'm not a Tyreek hater. Jason Black, I don't know what the hell that is, I don't even deal with it. Okay, what I understand is y'all message is not particularly aimed toward women. Oh, I know it's going to be a lot of things y'all say that I might not necessarily agree with because I am a woman.
Mm-hmm.
However, my issue with you is the way you present your message. Not that anything you say is necessarily untrue because these things do come from news stories.
Uh-huh.
However, what I'm not getting from you is, okay, I got, this is my thing. I'm married. I've been married for 10 years. I have two children, a son and a daughter. Okay. I came from a household where my parents were married when they had me. They eventually ended up getting divorced. My father ended up being in and out of the house, mostly out. So I grew up hearing how men wasn't shit. I grew up being around other women that had children that didn't have a man around. And this is my issue. Those same young boys that grow up without their fathers, these daughters grow up without their fathers too. So you have this woman that's taking care of these children. It's a hard job to take care of a child on your own. And I'm not saying that she should get Father's Day cards. That's stupid. She's a woman. She can never teach a man to be a man. She can teach that man to be an upstanding citizen. That's it. He got to learn how to be a man, trial and error, learning from other men. But she can't do that. So all this extra stuff these women be talking about is silly. However, I can't, as a woman that waited to have children inside of marriage, and that don't mean I married a virgin. I was sexually active before I got married, but I made damn sure anybody I laid down with had protection, because I'm not having your babies if you're not committed to me.
So let me ask you.
If you can't commit yourself to me, I can't expect you to commit anything that comes out of my body.
So hold on.
That's how I feel.
Can you hold on 1 second? You have to tell me. Okay, so now with all that being said, what is your issue with me?
My issue is I cannot go and talk to these women and say, hey, you can't run around and talk to this man like he's not nothing. Where, and then they have dudes telling her she ain't shit, she a bastard baby making, her headed hooligan that can't raise kids. I can't go to her and say, I'm going to need you to be a little bit more soft-spoken and try to communicate with this man talking to her like that.
What man is talking to a woman? Wait a minute. So I called a woman with no kids who wear her natural
no,
hair.
No, 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 not you. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of men that listen to you, Tommy, and this is what they take to heart. This is what they believe. This is how they talk to women.
But wait a minute. I made a video about a year ago, where I went off on them dudes. That's why they keep playing that. But I said, most of the motherfuckers who listen to me are stupid as fuck. Because, again, you saw it in this show. I just asked them niggas to do something simple, and they couldn't even do that.
What I'm saying is I don't think your message is balanced enough to where these dudes feel like, okay, me as a man, I have accountability too.
A jackass is going to be a jackass no matter what it is I say to him.
So are you telling me it is more jackasses in the world than it is stand-up men?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you should put that message out there more often so these women understand that this asshole talking to him is an asshole regardless.
Wait a minute. I said at the beginning of the show, and I don't know if you was listening, I said I would prefer my daughter not date a black boy when she grows up. That's how little respect I got for black dudes.
They don't have fathers. So who's teaching the men to be men? Who's giving them sound advice? Like when Rosebud was on.
I don't want my daughter anywhere near these stupid ass people who are on the internet kids. I don't want my daughter near any of these motherfucking sons that come from their mama on Instagram showing her ass. I don't want that. And I know that the majority of black men come from black women who had no accountability and they passed it down to their sons.
Okay, so where do they learn accountability from if they think the only thing they get to do is cast all their wrongs upon a woman? Then you get these same men that grew up with this woman that didn't have any accountability. Wait.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you this. If I give you the Bible and I tell you this is good stuff, you should treat the people around you the best way possible, read this Bible. You go home, read that damn Bible, and you come out and kill people because you found a verse that they told you. Is it my fault? Seriously, no, no, because that's what people do. Is it my fault you took what I told you, and I told you directly what to do? Because I don't tell these black men to run around and call women bitches. I don't. When have you name a video in which I told black men to run up on black women? You can name a video in which I told them to avoid them.
I mean, yeah, I get that. But, see, okay, my experience. I try to be rational, and I try to be logical. I've gotten to the point now, I'm so tired of seeing the BS on these threads, I just get to cussing folks out, because, I mean, this is stupid. Like, I'm like, you can't build a black family being ignorant toward the opposite sex on either side. So the men can get it, the women can get it, too, because all y'all ignorant. It's not that hard to communicate with the opposite sex.
But let me say something to you. These black dudes are so used to it, it's just like watching a commercial where they kick the dude in the nuts and everybody laughs and the dude sits there and says nothing. Black men are used to people saying shit about them. When I make videos saying black men need to straighten up, nobody comes and argues with me and tell me, your daddy black. They used to hearing it.
Okay, let me give you an example. So I made a post in one of these rooms, and I said that, ladies, if he does not have a condom, you should keep your legs closed. Now, I'm talking to women. It is men get on the thread, they piss off that I said this because she should be on birth control. Where is your responsibility as a man that you protect your own body? You don't know what she carrying
wait,
in her body.
Do you hear what you're saying? Something that you're saying to me that I would logically think I would tell them dudes they stupid as fuck. If you told women, if he won't wear a condom, don't let him have sex, and the dude comes in and says something, that's ridiculous. I would go, give me the thread. Add me on Facebook. I'll come on there and tell every one of them dudes they jackasses. Because it makes no sense that a woman would tell women, if a dude won't wear a condom, don't let him run up in you. And dudes say, hey, wait a minute. She should be on the... That doesn't make sense. What kind of dude...
It doesn't make sense, but you know what? If you sit here and you talk to these people, they are using you as the reason why they justify this mess.
And again, that's why I said, if you add me to your page, because y'all keep saying this to me, and I know it's some dumbass dudes, because I've called them out on my own page and on my own show. But you can't... And you hear what I say. Here's what's not fair. If you hear what I say or you read what the Constitution says or whatever, and somebody else takes it and says, the Constitution says you can slap bitches in the face. Let me ask you something. If I told you the Constitution of the United States said you can slap bitches in the face, what would you say?
Nah.
Right. So why don't you give me the same respect? When them dudes come to you and say, Tommy Sotomayor says, you should say, show me where he said this.
Okay. I feel you. But this is the other part of my issue. You say you just wanted to be a regular guy. Get that. Once you push 100,000 subscribers on multiple channels, you're no longer a regular guy. Now you're icon of public figure status. You have a responsibility. So when you see idiots taking your message and going somewhere else with it, then you have to do something to try to correct
it. I just did it seconds ago on the show. Listen, you just said if I have 100,000+ followers on multiple channels, are you trying to tell me I can go and check idiots every time they do it?
No, I'm not saying check idiots. I'm saying at some point it just got the same way you go hard on these hair-headed hooligans and whatever else you call them. You got to do that for these dudes. A Madden King every once in a while in the video comes back to how this hair-head fault. That's not going to work. You just have to go in on these dudes and tell them how foul they are, because some of these men actually think they are doing nothing wrong.
Hold on. How are you going to tell me what is and is not going to work?
Okay, well, let me retract that. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know how else to articulate my point, but I hope you understand where I was going with that.
I am not.
I'm by no means trying to tell you how to do what you were doing.
I'm trying to tell you I am not going to be 50-50, because it is not 50-50 the world we live in right now. It would be the same as if some white person called me and told me, you need to go in on black people as much as you go in on white people. Or it'd be the same as some black person called me and said, you need to go in on white people as much as you go in on black people.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Have you ever thought of doing a collaboration with a female, because I'm telling you from the female perspective, the message you putting out is making more of these women angry rather than them being
healed.
Yeah,
wait a minute. It's making them angry because they fit it.
They're not being healed, though. They're getting pissed off. They're not trying to correct themselves. They get mad. You talking about a mentality of women that are just low class and no standards.
Exactly.
So they're not trying to change that because you pissed them off. They want to do something to you because you pissed them off. That makes my job harder. I don't want you to go do something. What I want you to do is understand that you can do better for yourself.
Let me ask you something. You said it makes your job harder.
Yes, it makes my job work. I talk to women. I deal with women.
Wait, what I'm trying to say is if you believe that it makes your job harder, if these people were rational in the least.
They're not rational.
That's my point. So then don't tell me how I can say it to some other way, because the only way they want to hear it is if they're being lifted up and somebody else is being put down. That's my point. You cannot get to those people. You just explained it. You just expressed it.
It's hard. Let me explain. It's hard to deal with these type of people in these areas where they are. It's hard to reach them where they are.
If these people were not idiots, they wouldn't be mad at a dude that they could literally turn off.
You know what? That's the other thing. They can't just turn you off. Anywhere you turn on Facebook, if you black, you know who Tommy Sotomayor is for the most part. You come across one of his videos at least once. You can't get away from it.
You gotta click play? Seriously. Let me tell you what I haven't seen. Wait a minute. Let me tell you what I haven't seen. I haven't seen gay porn ever. Do you know why? Because every time it looked like it might be gay or sound like it might be gay, I don't click it. They can go through my computer right now. They won't see any gay porn on my computer. They won't see any of it. Because every time I see something that looks like it might be gay porn, I don't click on it and argue, look how this gay porn. It's a bunch of gay porn. Look at this gay porn. Every time I turn around, gay porn. This never happens to me.
I mean, I don't think gay porn is the same thing as your videos
you
being passed around on Facebook.
There's more gay porn than Tommy Sotomayor videos.
Huh?
There is more gay porn than there is Tommy Sotomayor videos.
I've never come across any gay porn
There are more viewers of gay porn than there are viewers of Tommy Sotomayor videos. This is another fact.
Well, I'm saying I've never seen gay porn on Facebook. This is what I'm saying. I've never come across that, so I'm just saying.
Okay. The point is that if you don't want to see something, you don't have to. Why can't we agree to that? You don't have to watch something if you don't want to watch it.
You don't have to watch it, but what I'm saying is it's always in their face, and that's why I'm like, okay, well, instead of steady pissing people off, where can we make a happy medium? That's why I asked you if you ever thought about collabing with a female so you can get...
I won't collab with nobody else no more because all people do is use me, first off.
Now, that's just ignorant. I don't know what the hell is going on with that Jason Black mess. That don't make no sense. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you and him got involved with each other or none of that. That makes absolutely no sense to me.
I refuse to collaborate with a black woman from now on. Because every time I have with one, all they've done is try to use me and screw me over every time. I have tried to collaborate with black women several times. There's one right now who I gave the spotlight, this Renee Bass. Gave her the spotlight. Do you know since this chick had an argument with me, she's been fucking with me for months. Do you know I took a black woman to a baseball game? Black woman said some of the most ridiculous shit. I leave the game because I just walked out on the chick. She goes on Tyreek's show and claimed I was trying, what did she say? I only left because she was at the game trying to tell me to be quiet because I was talking shit saying that the black people at the game were poor and I'm rich. And anybody who knows me knows I don't talk like that.
Well, yeah.
I don't trust black women farther than I can throw them. I don't trust black folks farther than I can see them, and I still watch them do crap. It ain't no white people fucking with me. It's idiot black folks. And black women are the main ones who do dumb shit to me. Go back over my career and watch how black women have done some fucked up shit. Two black women have been worked on my show. Two of them took down my websites and fucked up shit because they wasn't happy. They got mad. another one was on the show. It used to be a girl I dated, light-skinned one. Got mad because there was a white girl on the show, too. I put up a poster. All it had was the white girl, me in the middle, and the black girl in the back. That black girl calls me 5 minutes before the show and says, "Why is that white girl on the front and not me?" I said, "I'm sorry, I just made a poster, I'm sorry." "Well, look, we need to talk. I need to be paid for what I do or I walk it." It's a black woman. The white girl never said that shit. White girls have never done that shit. If they had a problem, they just left. If they didn't want to do it anymore, they said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little busy, I'm just leaving." Nope, black bitches, when they leave and everybody got to know it. There's a fucking problem. No, I would never work with a black woman anymore. Even what you're saying, you're telling me that I'm supposed to work with a group of people that you just admitted are too childish to turn away from something they don't like.
Well, everybody is not childish, though. All of them aren't childish. I'm just saying, if you're trying to reach a particular audience.
But how would I know the difference between them if I don't know them at all? When I know I got family members, black women, who have gone off on people. I know family members, black women, who got men in jail right now for child support that they knew were broke when they laid up and got babies with them.
And you don't know any upstanding black women in your family?
Oh, I know them, but they ain't going to be my radio show hosts.
That's what I'm saying. You know a decent woman when you approach one. You attract what you are. That's what I tell these dudes all the time. If you keep running into hood rat hoochie hoes, you must be a hood rat hoochie nigga.
No, I know them because I spent years with. And this is what you say. You said I must be if I'm running the hood rat hoochie hoes, I must be.
No,
a
not
rat,
you. I said that's what I tell them dudes when they get to complaining about these women.
Listen, but I haven't said that I date hood rats. I haven't. When I tell you about who I dated, I don't have that problem. I don't have that issue.
I mean, you should apply the same logic you apply to who you date, to who you work with.
You can't apply that same logic to who you work with, and you dadgum know it.
Say that?
You cannot apply that same logic to who you're working with, and you know this.
Why?
Because this person who's trying to work with you is trying to get a job. This person who's trying to date you is trying to get, well, they're trying to get with you to get whatever it is you have.
When you first start to date somebody, you don't necessarily trying to get something from them. You want to get to know them.
The problem is you have to hire someone first. You have to hire someone, right?
This is true. That's true.
That's my point. So that's, you just made my point.
Well,
and I'm not going to put my business in jeopardy for motherfuckers.
Well, don't do that. So, okay, why not just ignore folks? If you're not going to change the way you do anything, then you should just stop responding to these people.
But I agree with
because
you. Because
now
agree.
I've seen more videos about Tyreek, Jason Black,
exactly.
And whatever, the nigga with the tattoo,
exactly.
Whoever else
everybody
the fuck
got
on
an
YouTube.
Opinion. Huh? Everybody got an opinion right now because I'm the popular thing. You're exactly right. I had several people come to me and say, "Wow, look at how many videos been made about you and Tyreek." Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you, do you think, like, Denzel Washington, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, and all them come down and address the public every time they have a problem
Denzel
with them?
Do you think Denzel Washington, Angelina Jolie would even have the conversation that I'm having with you right now?
No, and that's what I'm saying. You're going to have to pull back if you're not going to descale your operation.
So would you like me to end this conversation with you so I can become like Denzel them and just not talk to y'all at all? Just
if that's what you feel like you need to do,
go ahead. You're the one to make a suggestion.
I'm saying if that's what you want to do, then go ahead. I'm just making
a
suggestion.
But you made a suggestion. You can't do that. Look, if I told a woman, if you really love me, you'd be sucking my dick. And she said, "So you didn't even suck your dick right now?" I'd be like, "Fuck yes, that's why I said it." I'm not going to just be saying shit and then say, "Well, it's up to you. I said it because I want it."
Mm-mm-mm.
So if you want me to say to be above y'all like other celebrities, I don't mind doing it. If you want me to ignore y'all, not talk to y'all when I see you in the street, not take no pictures with you, when you call, say fuck you, make it real quick. If you'd like me to do that, I'll start.
Well, I'm not saying be an asshole. I'm just saying skill it back.
Wait a minute. What do you think Angelina Jolie is when y'all walk up to her, or Denzel Washington is when you walk up to him on the motherfucking street?
I don't know. I never walk up to them.
Go to
But
him.
I did meet Montel Williams, though, and he
go
like.
Go tweet Angelina Jolie right now.
His name.
I'm asking okay. You, go tweet your favorite celebrity right now that you were telling me about. Go tweet him and see what he does. Dude, get off the phone with me and go tweet your favorite celebrities right now and see what they do.
I don't think I got no celebrities on my Twitter.
Okay. You know some celebrities, dear. I don't think they was on your Twitter.
I really don't follow people on Twitter like that, but I get what you're saying. They probably not going to tweet me back.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. That's my point. So I can be that person, but that's not who I started. That's not who I am.
But you don't have the numbers you had when you started, and that's the issue.
I understand that. Didn't you hear when Jim called and I said,
right. Yeah, I agree with Jim. You just have to, I know you don't want to. You might have to hold contests and stuff like that because you want to meet people, but you cannot be that accessible if you're going to keep doing what you've been doing the way you want to do.
That's not what I had. When I was going to open my studio up in California and let people come in for free, and I said, fuck that. You're paying to come in. I don't care if it's just
make them pay. You don't get them nothing for free.
You're not going to let me entertain and talk to you for free no more. Fuck that. When you come in this door, you're going to pay. Or you ain't coming.
Yeah, make them pay.
I'm going to do like everybody else. Everybody else.
You ain't small time Tommy no more. Unfortunately, what comes with that means you cannot be as accessible. That's just...
Tyreek ain't giving out hidden codes for free. Guess who gave out copies of hidden codes for free? Me or Tyreek Machine?
You.
What does that tell you? Think about that. Tyreek is this movie. It's not my movie. Who gave out free Tyreek to see gear? Think about it. Who gave out free Tyreek to see gear?
Okay, and that's
Tyreek
another thing I want to ask you about. Why would you do that? It is obviously clear that this man didn't like you.
Oh, I'm not doing it now. I didn't know it was obvious that he didn't like me.
How you didn't see that? That man never talked about you on his show, ever.
But I never watched his show.
You slipping. You keep your friends close and your enemies closer, boo. What you doing?
Let me stop. I do so much stuff that I mind my own business. That's why I'm shocked that people have time to stalk me. I literally mind my own business. I never went to Tyreek's page. I never asked Tyreek to have me on my show. He can vouch for that. I've never said anything I've never even had a want to be on his show. I've never had a want to be on any of them niggas' show because mine is popular enough and it's hard enough for me to run mine. I've never had a break. When Jason was on my show every fucking night, I never said, hey, Jason, let me get on your show. Never said it because I didn't want to. I like what I do. I don't listen to other people's shit. I had never listened to one of Jason's shows. Never listened to one of Tyreek's shows. I never gave a fuck. This nigga said up there and said, I begged him to be on his show. That's a complete-ass fucking lie. I didn't even know what the dude was.
I mean, how you going to get in business with people and you ain't listening to them? Come on, you going to have to be smart about your business.
I wasn't in really business with the man. My whole thing was black folks need to help.
Let me tell you something.
No, listen, wait. What I'm saying is my thing was black folks need to help black folks. I put my money where my mouth was.
Dude, that's business. You anything got to do with promoting, helping anybody, that's business. We can be cool all day long, but when it comes to money being exchanged, money being made, popularity going up, that's business. You need to treat that like business.
That's why I said I'm not helping niggas no more. If you want to advertise, if you want to talk to me about something, even if you ask me, hey, Tommy, give me a call. I want to talk to you about something. Nigga, that's going to cost too. I'm not talking to them up. No, because people don't care about what's going wrong with me. They don't care about what's happening with my daughter. They don't care about what's happening with my mental health. They don't care about shit. So I'm not giving you anything. I don't care if you call me an asshole. Fine, but y'all follow a man that don't show his fucking face, so I'm going to start doing that too. If a man can get a following, never show his fucking face, keep a following, I'll be damned if I sit up here and try to be y'all friends anymore. Sorry.
But that's what I'm saying. You gave that dude cred. You gave him internet cred, didn't even know who he was. And that's why I'm telling you, you need to be smarter about your business. Because
right.
That shouldn't have never happened.
I understand. I'm doing the same thing to you as to him that I did to every caller. If you
well, that's
like
why
you
I didn't tell you what my stuff was, because I ain't trying to promote my stuff on your show.
Good girl. All right. Well, let me tell you something. You had an issue with me, but at the end of the day, if you think about it, it kind of sounds like you agree with me.
Like I told you before, I don't necessarily have an issue with what you present. I have a problem with the way you present it because it makes it difficult for me to talk to these women because they so mad about what you done said that they can't get past. If I can't get you to get past your anger to see the message, then it's a problem. And the way you communicate with people is you have to be able to reach them to make them think. If they can't get out of their anger, then your message ain't effective, and that's my problem.
But here's my point. And I'll leave you with this. I agree with you, but I'll leave you with this. My message apparently is effective, because I have letters after letters upon letters of women who say that I've changed their lives, while other women like you, Booth, no offense, are having problems changing their lives. The majority of my listeners and followers are women. That should tell you something. Whenever people keep saying, you can't make no change that way, why do they keep saying that when I'm the one that has email after email, day after day after day, from women who say, you help me? Even the bitch who on Jason Black team right now, who can't stand me, that bitch had no problem making several videos talking about some, Tommy's right, Tommy help me. She had no problem making the video talking about how much I helped her. Now, I don't want to be with you, then it becomes an issue. You can't make these videos talking about how much I helped you and then turn around and say, I hate this motherfucker, now you Jason Black's flunky. Have y'all ever noticed these people? I can't believe Tyreek turned into Melissa Speaks. Tyreek should be more of a man. He should feel as a man he wouldn't do that. No matter how much you hate me, don't turn into Melissa Speaks. Tyreek literally turned into Melissa Speaks. And I think that should be scary to everyone. If you're a follower of Tyreek Nasheed, you should say, wait a minute. Why did you turn into Melissa Speaks? You literally turned into Melissa Speaks. What, Tyreek, what, Jason Black going to have you making phone calls to people talking about the Doghouse Studios? Is this a real studio? Is he going to have you doing that next, Tyreek? That what you're going to be doing now? The great thing about me is I've never made a jackass of myself like that. I've never run behind and been nobody sparky like that. I've never had nobody sit up. This has never happened to me. 4 or 5 years, this shit has never happened to me. Y'all ain't never seen me go from being somebody's biggest fan to being their biggest hater. Never happened to me. Say whatever you want to say about Coon Thurman Sotomayor, you never see me stalk another grown man. Sorry, it's never happened. 240-538, what's going on? 240-538. 240-538. 718-764.
718-764. Jesus Christ. 443-762.
Tommy.
443.
Hey, who's speaking?
Tommy, this is Lee from Baltimore.
Lee, what's on your mind?
Hey, brother, I guess my only issue with you is that you and Tyreek Nasheed is beefing, and I like both of you guys, man, and it really hurt me to see that you two guys can't get along after this thing that's going on with Mike Brown. And I guess my only thing
is I
just
want to say, then I'll ask you a question. Look, I would never ask you or anybody to be a fan or not be a fan of Tyreek because you like me. Have you noticed that I'm the only one? But think about it. Have you noticed that I'm the only one out of all of us? I ain't sitting there trolling Tyreek. I ain't sitting up
there
having people troll Tyreek and tell y'all, Tyreek gay. Y'all don't need to listen to Tyreek. You a coon if you listen to Tyreek. But Tyreek is doing that to me. Now, why would you follow anyone who sits there and does what Mr. Black Economics says he's supposed to do? All the stuff he claimed in his videos, he's proving that he is a liar and a fraud, and he wants to do none of it. He had no problem calling me black, crispy, and ashy. He had no problem saying my mother was a whore. He had no problem with getting under a desk and sticking his finger up the back of a puppet for 30 minutes. He had no problem with doing. He has no problem with doing everything that he said black folks are supposed to stand up for. And y'all still sit up there and think this is a good guy? I'm not telling you shouldn't follow him. But from what you've
seen
of him this week, from what you've seen him do this week, is that for everything he's been saying years past, or is it against everything he stood for?
It's just like everything against he stood for, as far as what I see now. I mean, it's just, like I said, man, this shit is crazy. And, like, some of his people, man, got more issues than Sports Illustrated. I've seen some of the shit that they, like, on Facebook, man. And I'm like, man, some of y'all need Jesus, like, for
that's
real.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. You go, listen.
You know,
and
I think,
let
you
me,
know.
Let me
now, I'm
right now, Lee, think about it. Go to my page right now. Read any of the last 10 posts. Go to Tyreek's page and read any of the last 10 posts. watch the things that they write. You can tell a lot about a leader by who follows him.
Right.
Watch the thing, even the callers that's been calling in. You gay, nigga. That's Tyreek's followers.
Yeah, and that's crazy, man, because, you know, just listening to some of the shit that they say, just even on, like, the live stream, like, on the chat, and I'm like, wow, you know, it kind of defeats everything that he was saying if he's pro-black, you know, but there are some good points that I do like from Tyreek, you know, with the Hidden Colors 3. But
wait a minute, even after he went off on me, I still said, mm-hmm. When I watched Hidden Colors 2, I learned a lot of stuff. I'm not saying I've hated Tyreek from day one, but what is he telling y'all? I hated Tyreek from day one. There's nothing good about what Tommy said, and if there is something worth hearing, he stole it from me. This is what this dude is telling you.
That's true, Tommy. But I recently just watched the video this morning that you just put up on YouTube about, like, how that whole beef got started and how you invited Jeff Brown and I think it's Zoe Williams. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it.
Yeah, name another person. Name another one of these black dudes that tried to get people together like I did. I started when I came out to L.A. getting people together. I started with Tim Alexander. I went on and moved on to Rosebud. I moved on to Zoe Williams. I moved on to Jeff Brown. I kept on. All I did was try to get people together. And I'm the only person that was even able to do it.
No, and I feel you, Tommy. And I recently, believe it or not, I just lost two friends on my Facebook because of you. Not actually that it's your fault, but it was about that situation with the girl that pulled out her breast or whatever at the for the graduation. And I had an actual I'm in a fraternity or whatnot, and one of my so-called sisters got real mad, called me out my name and everything, and I said, damn. Now I see what Tommy goes through. I just got a snippet of what you go through. When you got to call someone out their name, it shows me that you can't bring intellectual capacity to the conversation. You got to call me out of my name. You got to call me an asshole or, you know, you motherfucker, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, but what did I lie about? And you can't say I lied about anything. So you want to call me out my name and everything else. But, brother, I love you, man. And I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, man. We love you down here, man. And, you know, hopefully you come back down here, man, catch a Ravens game or something. But, like I said, Tommy, so
many
people
you
got
know,
more
come
issues.
Back for the Ravens game, drive to football. Like, man, I'm going to act the ass this year on football. I did baseball the last 2 years. This year, football, I'm acting an ass. I'm going to show up at your town. I'm sorry. I'm showing up at your town. Niggas going to be mad. I'm going to be at Seattle games, Ravens games. Yeah. Now I'm going to be all over the place.
Oh, man. And I'm looking at the live stream. Somebody just said Ravens suck. Like, man, get out of here, whoever that is. I love my team. I love my team, man. You know,
let me tell you something about y'all running back.
Say again?
I said, let me tell you something about y'all running back.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
He been to jail.
Oh, Lord. Why I didn't see that coming? Oh, man. Whoever it is saying something about the Cowboys, get out of here. You guys have not beaten us since Captain Crush was a private. Get out of here.
Hey, Lee, thank you, man, for calling. Listen, let me tell you something.
All right,
you don't have to stop listening. Do me a favor. You don't have to stop listening to Tyreek. But I ask you to hold people accountable to what it is they're doing. I don't care if Tyreek flip-flop on 9, 10 other things. When these people like Tyreek are encouraging people to injure other people, are encouraging people to physically assault other people, are encouraging people to continue this thing that they claim that they are against, which is black-on-black men fucking with each other, you should look at them a little bit differently. Differently. You should look at them differently, Lee. You should think about it. This dude, if he's so pro-black, the last thing he would allow people to do on his page is say, this black-ass nigga Tommy and we should beat his ass, Same thing as Jason Black. There's nothing I've done that deserves me to result and get my ass whooped. There's nothing I've done that deserves me to keep on making fake-ass accounts and having people like Tariq Nasheed call Rosebud talking about some, hey, yo, don't talk to Tommy. You know how big of a bitch Tariq looked for doing that? And you know how worse you look, Tariq, for the fact that he said fuck you and still did it? Tariq, you should feel real bad. You know, call that man talking about some, don't talk to Tommy. Don't tell him my secret. You look real stupid. And now, Tariq, can you tell them who I told not to talk to you? Can you name an individual, Tariq, that I've had to call and try to make sure my past don't come out? I got to make sure that you don't talk to Tommy. Don't talk to Tommy. Why are you following my Twitter like that, Tariq? How did Tariq know who I was tweeting? That was funny. How Tariq know that me and Rosebud was tweeting each other? So he sees me and Rosebud tweeting, and he says, "Let me call Rosebud. Rosebud, don't talk to you." Rosebud says, "Man, I'm a grown man. I ain't like them punks you deal with. Just because you got a beef with a dude, don't mean I got a beef with a dude. That's your issue, dude. Tell it your business." And that's why I said I was not going to sit up there and put Rosebud in a position to answer and say certain things because my interview was not about Tariq. And that's why Tariq, let me tell y'all, Tariq watched that whole interview with his fingers crossed. Tariq watched that whole interview. He was like, oh, no. Oh, no, what is he going to say? And I kept doing it on purpose. I said, I could go there, but I ain't. Poor fella, you know what? I ain't got to worry about Tariq. I ain't got to worry about nobody calling your show. Then they'll bang my fingernails. I'm like, oh, shit. I hope they don't release that. Oh, shit. I hope they don't find out that my hairline is back farther than it is. I hope that they don't find out that I really do love these hoes. I don't have to put on a fake persona. I don't give a shit. This is who I am. Everything you see is when you meet me, people who meet me be like, well, you're nicer than I thought. But I say the same shit. Niggas be talking about, you won't say that shit when you go into town. Why would I have to say it in the town? Motherfuckers already heard me say it. So when I go into town, they know how I feel. This doesn't make any sense. Let me tell you what I don't have to do when I go on a date with women. Ask for head. Why? Because they heard my show and know I like head. I ain't got to go in my inbox and get messages from women that don't contain tits. Why? Because they know I said, if you're going to email me, send me your tits. I like tits. I don't have to go say these things to your face if you watch my show and you heard it. So to sit up there and ask me, why don't you go in the hood and stand on a soapbox and say XYZ? Why the fuck would I do this? Hey, y'all, I know we're here for the St. Louis Ferguson March, but let me tell you, I don't like weeds. When I was in St. Louis and the women asked me who I was when they saw other women walk up, I told them exactly who I was. I told them exactly how I feel. I've never not said what I say because what I'm saying shouldn't get me beat the fuck up. It's an opinion. It's an opinion based upon facts that I've gathered, period. But I shouldn't have to fight a jackass for it. I think I found a way to stop saying nigga. I thought I liked when I say jackass. That's my new word, jackass. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. My bad. I didn't know, but I'm glad to see you there. 610-909 has dropped off. 646-943. Caller, you're on the air. 646. Hey, who is this?
What's up? I'll see. What's going on, John?
No, see, don't you make me go off on you.
You can go off on me all you want. I'm going to go home and get me a drink.
Tonight I only want to talk to, and I haven't announced it lately so people don't know. Tonight I would only like to talk to people who have an issue with me.
Oh, well, then you better go to the next caller.
All right. Okay. And listen, guys, if you press the 1, make sure it's because you have an issue with me. And those, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and let one of them weird callers on. the unidentified number, the numbers who blocked their number. Unidentified caller, who are you?
Hello.
Who is this?
Marcus.
Your name is what? Can you do me a favor and just talk on the phone like we're adults, just talking to Mike?
Marcus.
All right, Marcus, talk to me. What's your issue?
I don't like what you said about that lady in the video.
What lady?
You talked about her hairline.
What did I say about her hairline? Can you turn the computer down in the back? Because I'm getting feedback.
Hmm?
I'm getting feedback.
You're real gay.
I'm real gay? Did y'all see that, right? He said, you're real gay, and hung up. Tyreek, you have started a nation full of closeted black men, and they follow you. They follow you down the street, projecting their gayness on other men. They think that being gay is an insult to a black man. And not being gay, but just calling you gay with no proof. And for some reason thinking that if I were gay, that would invalidate any of the news stories that I've ever done. This is the state of black men. They think that, you know what, if I was the Ferguson police, you know what I'd say about Mike Brown in order to make black folks stop defending him? I'd say he was gay. Why did y'all beat and shoot Mike Brown? He's gay. He was gay. He had a hamster in his butt. That's why we did this. And every time they do something to a black man, you know what white folks should say? He's gay. Why did y'all say he's gay? He a faggot. This is why we beat him. This is why we harass black men. We only harass the gay ones. If they weren't gay, we wouldn't be harassing them. Tyreek, you ought to be ashamed. Tyreek and Jason Black, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Look at what your defenders are saying when they call. This is what they do. I'm going to go to another one. You're on the line, Mr. McCoy.
Hello?
Hello, lady. Turn me down.
Hello, Tommy.
Please. Turn me down, please. Turn me down the background. I'm going to hate y'all doing, but this is ridiculous.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but I can hear myself, too.
Oh.
Listen
to
me.
Oh, I'm on my phone.
Okay, but if you have
to. You're not on speaker.
Through the computer or something.
No.
All right. Okay, the echo's gone. You did something because the echo's gone. Go ahead and tell. What's your name?
My name's Kiki.
Is what?
I'm from Phoenix. Kiki.
Your name's what?
Kiki.
Kiki, what's your issue with me?
Well, I just don't like how you are sort of feeding into all this drama that's going on with everyone else. And I really just think you're kind of, you know, you're thriving off the drama.
How am I thriving off of it, if I can ask?
Well, because you talk about it all the time, whereas if you were just to, like, you know, ignore them, then they would get bored very, very, very quickly. And they would have nothing to talk about.
When you say thriving, are you possibly using the wrong term?
I don't believe so.
Because thriving,
I think that in a way, I think that in a way you enjoy it, or else you wouldn't keep talking about it. Because everybody knows the way to get rid of bullies or, you know, haters is to just ignore them. And if
you
want to ignore them. They're not going to have any fun at all talking about someone who's not giving them attention. That's what they want is attention, and you're giving them that. And I thought, you know, you said, I'm not going to let the trolls control me, but that's what you're doing.
No, I agree with you, but you are using the wrong word. I'd like to help people with English. When you say thrive, that means that I am, like, doing better. That means that I'm growing. I'm thriving.
Okay, what word would you use?
You could say that I'm getting off. You could say that I am, I don't know, you could say that I'm enjoying. You could say that I am needing them as much as they need me. You could say that.
Yeah, that's you're stooping down to their level when, you know, they're energy vampires trying to steal your energy, but you're giving it back to them. And yeah, I don't understand why you're complaining if you still talk about it all the time.
Well, see, here's the thing. A lot of what I talk about, and I want to thank you for giving me a call, Kiki, but your phone is like really, really loud, weird. But I want to try to answer this as much as possible. I agree with what you and the others have said. You guys are right. My point, though, behind this is this. I call out the foolishness in the black community, the foolishness in the government, the foolishness when it comes to the police. It would be very difficult for me to mainly stick with the foolishness in the black community and have foolishness done to me and not explain to black people that even the people who you think are not like this are like this. If I don't expose people like Tyreek, then why would I expose people like, Wendy Williams? Why would I bring out the fact that dumb shit that other people doing, but if they're going to come back and fuck with me, then I shouldn't? In all honesty, it would make me a bit of a hypocrite because it'd be like, well, you have this guy, but you're not saying that what he's doing is wrong. What, because he's not big enough? So then it looks like all I do is go after people with big names that I'm just trying to get their attention. I'm actually not trying to get their attention either. I'm not trying to get people's attention. What I'm trying to do, not trying to get their attention. What I'm trying to do is get people to understand, look at the hypocrisy of these people. Look at how we claim we're trying to be a better group of people, but look at what we're doing. So when a lot of them are doing it to me, these guys are fathers. These guys are fathers, these guys are brothers, these guys are whatever it is in life, and they're doing this. But if I don't say anything about it, which is the core of the argument, because remember when I tell you guys, the top 1% are the rich people. The majority of the people are the poor people. The top 1% of people who do dumb shit are celebrities. The majority of them are regular, everyday, work-a-day, get on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. So the majority of people who are assholes are normal people. If I don't address them, look at how much I'm mentioned. I feel you, though. I should eventually leave them alone because what they're saying is, well, we just want attention. But what I'm hoping is one day black people as a whole will not entertain people who are just fucking with other people to get people to watch it. That one day we won't, because when you listen to somebody like, when people say what I say doesn't make a difference, what about the mother who put up the video of her and her daughter having a twerk off? After my video, she took it down. What about Mimi Faust, who after I made my video, hung out with her, she comes back and admits that everything I said is true. Why is it that I can get a school to change its policy on black hair? Just because I was able to get 30 people who took me up on my invitation for me to pay 1 year of their tuition at that school, if they at any school they want to go to, if they'll leave that school. Yeah, I don't have Hidden Colors 1, 2, or 3, but he don't have any successes like that at all. See, I have real world successes. Like he said, all he care about is book sales and movie sales. He answered every question you'd ever want to know by his own words. Because I got real world, real life changes. Not book sales and movie sales. Let me go to the phone lines. Let me get another one. Unknown caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Have you ever heard of Professor Black Truth?
Black Truth. I see you have the lightning bolt on your names, right? On your videos, right?
Well, yes. That is a friend of mine. The Black Authority is a friend of mine. They are your enemies. I am your arch nemesis.
Okay.
My name is Einstein Black, authority truth teller.
You got a long name, so I just call you Einstein. What's your issue with me?
My issue with you is basically this. You want to talk about how Tariq Nasheed is a pimp, an ex-pimp, an ex-player. Well, me personally, brother, I have built an empire of pussy. So I can tell you.
You can't even keep a straight face, dog. You're tickling me, though, but you can't even keep a straight face. You
left. No, all right. Them niggas is crazy. Professor Black Truth. The Black Authority, that nigga crazy.
You made my night, dog. You took the shit out of me.
Nah, I fuck with your videos, though. My name is Cloud Knight. So, yeah, I've been watching your videos for a while now. Been liking them, been sharing them. But, yeah, them dudes, man, don't worry about them because they just crazy. I don't know what they after, whether they trying to get some views off your name or whatever the case may be, but they keep talking about building and you ain't seen build nothing. I watch the videos, I see you out, you're doing shit. So,
let me ask you something. Maybe you can help me. Why does no one call them out on that? Seriously. If they're going to have a problem with what I say and what I'm not doing, why don't somebody say, okay, you got a problem with this dude. We get it. What are you doing for us since he ain't doing
it? Yeah, that's what I was looking at. Like, I watched a few of Professor Black Truth's videos, and I'm like, this dude is probably a Black Authority. I mean, he's probably just one white guy making both these channels, both these voices.
Yes.
You know? So when I'm listening to him, I'm like, okay, he's saying some good thing about economics, but if he has all this information about economics, then why don't we see any of these three businesses he claims to have? Why doesn't he show us how to use these economics and apply them in real life as opposed to just in video footage or stock footage? You know, show us how you're actually implementing this so we can do it ourselves.
Amen. And that's all I've asked for. If they want to call me on, and think about it, Tariq Nasheed and them all should be talking about the white man who killed Mike Brown, who's gotten $250,000 in support money. Now, here's what they keep telling y'all. White people are supporting me and paying me. So if white people are supporting and paying me, why I can only get $38,000 for my movie?
Yeah, that's true. And the thing about Tariq Nasheed is, like, I'll be the first one to admit, I prefer a Black Authority or a Professor Truth over Tariq Nasheed. Tariq Nasheed, I first heard of him off of Neck Lessons, off teaching niggas how to be pimps and shit. I'm like, I heard of all that shit that I hear he made Hidden Colors. I'm watching Hidden Colors. I'm like, is this that nigga that was teaching niggas how to mac and be pimps? So I never took him seriously. That nigga, he's just out for money. You can tell he's out for money. If you watch... I just recently watched the radio show by him. The beginning of the radio show, my nigga got all kind of like weird ass fucking advertisements and shit telling niggas that they can get their mixtapes on this website. He told a nigga that his favorite song was he said that his favorite song by us was Let It Burn, but you don't want your genitals to burn. This nigga cooning for any dollar he can get.
That's what I'm saying. There's nobody, when I watch him do that, when somebody sent me that Michael Moore skit, I was like, wait a minute. That's exactly what cooning is. When you work for the white man, you playing a stereotypical black role and you acting a fool. Do you understand how crappy he would have made all the black senators when he came up there acting like that in that pimp outfit? Do you know how, if you were black, you had to now answer for this idiot walking around in a pimp outfit talking about some, yeah, y'all all my bitches now. Why would you do that?
Absolutely right.
Anyway, you know what? Thank you, brother, for making me laugh, brother. That made my night. Thank you, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. Y'all, the number's 347-989-8310. Again, how can somebody who's done what Tariq did call anybody a coon? Seriously, he should just stop it. It's like I've been to jail, so I'm not running around talking about niggas been to jail. Have y'all noticed that? I don't run around putting up people's mugshot photos. That's kind of stupid. This nigga puts up my damn mugshot and he got one of his own. That doesn't make sense. But we don't question that. We don't question logic because we're just emotional people. You ask Tyreek a question, he goes into an emotional rant. Common sense people would say, why are you calling this man's mama a Section 8 crack whore when he just asked you a question? He didn't call your mama nothing. He didn't call your daughter nothing. He didn't call your girl nothing. He didn't call your clothes struggle. He didn't call your the little corner you sitting up in like you got in trouble and shit. Your girl was like, get in the fucking corner, nigga. Punk ass. Go in there and record. You shouldn't be allowed to say somebody got to struggle anything. You got a motherfucking struggle-ass corner with wires hanging out that bitch. He might as well put a dunce cap on sitting up in the corner. But he want to talk about some of a struggle. And then y'all niggas is living way lower than that is talking about some, yeah, you was in a struggle mansion. Yeah, this doesn't make any sense. You would kill a nigga to live where I was at. You're just a struggle mansion. Yes, soda moisture. Nothing he said was funny. Nothing. I can take the objectivity, I can put the objectivity in it and take the personal beef out of it and look at it for what it was. It was not funny at all. To watch a grown man down on his knees doing this, so dumb he couldn't even move the mouth when he was talking. Why would you do that? I took this man off his square so bad. I took this dude off his square so bad. Say whatever y'all want to, I took that dude off of his square. And Pimps and Max should never let that happen. 347-989-8310. Let me go to another phone call here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I don't get what your purpose is. What's your purpose? The radio, YouTube, all of it. I don't.
My purpose in everything that I'm doing is to just
get
people.
Like what's your goal?
My goal is to get people to just think differently. When I started it, I wanted people to just think about things differently, to not feel like they could only see things in one light.
Okay, I think that the way you say things, it sort of seems like you sort of see things in one light.
How so?
Well, in a way, you have a lot of truth for when you speak, especially when you speak on issues and you speak about black women, but it seems like it always comes from like a place of like of anger or hate or towards.
But I am
women, like a strong bias.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When Malcolm X spoke, do you think that his passion was coming from a place of anger when he spoke about what he saw white people doing?
Yeah.
When Jesus spoke, did he speak from a place of anger when he saw what the Pharisees and the Sadducees were doing?
Yes.
When Martin Luther King spoke, did he speak from a place of anger when he saw what had happened to his people?
Yes.
Do you understand why I would speak in a place of anger and how you shouldn't find it offensive? Because most people who are trying to be counterintuitive speak from a place of anger. You do know this, right?
Yes. This is basically what I want to take. My first time watching one of your videos, the first thing that came to my mind is this guy hates black women like Uncle Ruckus. Sorry, that's the first thing that came to my mind. But as I continue to watch the slides, you know, it's like okay, there's truthful things that he's saying, but the way that you were saying everything is kind of like a, you know, it's almost like a think like me because I'm right.
Wait. You believe that I tell people to think like me because I'm right?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I'm the only person that gives people the option to not think like me. I'm the only person who opens up his lines on several occasions to allow people who don't like me to talk to me. Right now, I'm trying to explain something to you, and I'm not getting heated with you. I'm actually trying to tell you, I'm trying to get you to see something. Now, you don't have to see it, but at the end of the day, I would hope that you and I could have a good conversation, and maybe you could change my mind. I'm the only radio show host or the only internet personality who says, I made a mistake. Have you heard any of the other ones, Tyreek, Jason Black, the Niggle, any of them dudes? Have you ever heard them come back and say, I made a mistake on that?
No, I haven't. And I think as far as, like, the conversation goes, that's the main thing, is understanding that there's a possibility that you could also be wrong.
But I just said that I do enter the conversation. Even tonight, have you heard me say to the people who've been calling, they said something that they don't like that I do, and have you heard me say to them, I agree?
Yeah.
Right. So don't you think that means I'm open to the possibility that I could be wrong by the fact that people have called me and told me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. On the issue with, like, with Tariq Nasheed, and I kind of thought of the way you came at the woman you mentioned. I can't recall her name, but when you talked about her hairline and stuff.
Wait, but please do this. What did I say about her argument. No, what did I say about her hairline? What did I say about it?
Well, okay. You said that he talked about your hairline, basically. It seemed like it was you were trying to respond to him, but you kind of threw her in there. You said, how can you talk about my hairline when this person who you admire has a hairline? That's bad also.
So how do you think that's – wait a minute. So how is that – I don't understand. If I was sitting up here talking about – when I say that I'm talking about women who got kids and no man, people say my daughter's mother had kids with no man. I don't say they're out of line.
I mean, but they are.
How? If I'm going to preach against something – and I have something, then I need to explain that.
But it was...
If you believe that's out of line, then they were out of line for bringing up my white girlfriend into the conversation, weren't they not?
Yeah, I'm not saying
that. Has anybody went and told them any different? Has anybody went and told Tyreek, Jason Black, or anybody when they've been doing it? Did anybody even tell Tyreek, before I said something about that woman, that saying something about my mother and her being a whore? Do you understand what you're saying? You have more of a problem with me trying to say, if you got a problem with my hairline, how do you think this woman would feel about it when her hairline is exactly like the one that you and your friends are making a joke about? How is that making that woman look bad? Seriously, I don't understand what you're saying.
I want to try to explain to you, just to see my side and the reasoning, because I think I'm understanding what you're saying, but what he said, basically, he was attacking you. And he was talking about you. I basically seen that just like cracking jokes, you know, like an immature type of thing. It wasn't like he has a passion and a hatred for a bad hairline.
Okay, what about my mother and her being a crack whore? Is it a crack whore?
Exactly. I mean, you've never had anybody talk about your mom before, or somebody's mad at you.
Hold on, but listen to what you're saying. You're excusing the fact that this man could talk about my mother in one of the most derogatory ways ever because you're saying it's a joke. But you have a problem with me saying, if you got a problem with hairlines, one of the people you admire has the same hairline that you say you have a problem with. How do you think she'd like to know how you feel about hairlines? And you're saying
I'm not. I'm not saying this. Don't get me wrong. Everything that you said was terrible. It was wrong by all means. What I'm saying is, it doesn't justify a rebuttal.
But my rebuttal was not a diss of the woman. I don't understand this. So you're saying putting up a picture and showing what the woman actually looks like is a diss. So you're saying So what you're saying is when anybody else sees Frances Cress Welsing, they can't see her hairline. That's what you're telling me. And if you point this out, it's now offensive.
No, I'm saying that it's sort of the way it came off, it was almost as like a roast of her. So
how?
Sort of. Listen, it seemed like what he said, I mean, all the things, what he said about you, your mom was wrong.
But what he said about...
I'm asking you, how am I roasting the woman? That's all I want to know.
Because why talk about her hairline at all?
Because
what is that?
I said, this dude has a problem. Listen, dude, I guarantee
listen,
you...
Listen, it's not...
Said, listen, hold on, wait, no.
Okay.
If I said, I can't stand old rappers who used to rap and now they pro-black. Do you think it'd be wrong if somebody said, well, your friend Chuck D is an old rapper who used to rap? Do you think it's seriously? Do you think it would be wrong if they said this?
No. But it comes off different. It came off different when you...
Oh, my God.
I'm understanding what you're saying.
No, you're not, you're making excuse for what he said about my mom, and you're making something I said about the woman way bigger than it was, because it wasn't. Even when I asked y'all, what did I say about her? Y'all say, it seems like. But y'all can't ever say what he said. It's not fair that you keep holding me to what it seems like, but you won't hold Tyreek to what he actually said.
I held him to what he said. I said what he said was wrong.
Because y'all ain't trolling him. Who the fuck has made a video saying Tyreek was out of line for what he said about my mom? Name the video. Go on. Did Jason Black make that video?
Listen,
who made the video talking about what Tyreek said about my mom? Which one of y'all have done it?
Listen, I'm not trolling you or him. He doesn't even give the opportunity to have a debate or a...
That's what I'm saying.
Like
Tyreek won't even listen to y'all.
And it's not. I'm not concerned with him understanding. He's not. But when you get the opportunity, and you say, "Hey, I want you to come on the show and talk about this," I mean, this is what happens. You say to him,
"Yeah,
talk
but
about
I want
it.
Y'all to logic,
it's not,
but I want y'all to logically."
It's not trolling. I'm just trying to.
I'm not saying you are. But I would have hung up on you if I thought you were trolling. But I'm getting frustrated because I can't believe y'all are forgiving his actions but telling me you sounded like you were saying something. Why don't you just say what you said? I said something. You cannot say that I'm dissing this woman by putting up a picture and saying this is the exact hairline that Tyreek had a problem with. How is that dissing her? I don't get it. If he says this should be made fun of, then if I put up somebody that's close to him, hell, if I told y'all something about whatever the hell and you said, well, your mama did that, I would get mad. How are you going to say X, Y, Z about other people and then but you can't let nobody tell you, wait a minute. Look, I'm against bias in all forms, even when I'm doing it. And that's why when somebody called the show and said, if your daughter get weed and a bee stamp on her chest, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to say the same thing. I'm not going to say because that's my daughter. It somehow she shouldn't be spoken about. And the majority of people who run around talking shit about other people or so-called having stances back down when it hits their home front damn door. It's fun. If I date a woman and she start wearing weed, you know what I'm still going to say when she get on the video with me? Hey, I had a fool again. Don't make me go and act a motherfucking fool again. And she better be happy about it. I know I'm dating the hat. Why would all of a sudden you can't use that word because I'm dating one? But this is how most of you niggas are. You can talk shit about everybody else until it's in your house. Then let's not talk about it. George Bush, got a problem with gay people. Oh, one of your daughters is gay? Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with gay people. We need to embrace them. What? I'm not going to do that. Let me have a son and he be a killer. I'm going to do a news report on this motherfucker. In the news, breaking news, nigga. This nigga did this. That's your son. Yep. Somebody corrected me. Dick Cheney, I meant. Not George Bush. Dick Cheney. Why wouldn't that be so damn hard? If I think killers are wrong, why would I try to protect the killer in my family? This is the problem with black folks. We think molesters are wrong, but we protect the molester in our family. We think gay people are wrong, but have gay hairdressers and gay cousins that you live with. All that gay talk, Tyreek gonna talk about me being gay. Like Tyrone call me gay every 5 fucking seconds. Then says, I don't have a problem with gay people. My tutor gay. So why you calling people gay? You can't sit in there, everybody's wrong for being gay, but you got a gay cousin, that's different. That's the difference between most niggas and me. I'm fair across the board. I'm not going to sit up there and say, I hate everything Tyreek did just because I'm mad at him. I'm not going to say everything a dude has said is completely wrong because I'm mad at him. But if you notice, that's exactly what they do to me. Jason Black used to ride on my show for 6 straight hours, and all of a sudden he got a problem with everything I say? Nobody even questions that. How can you hang with a dude, listen to his show 6 straight hours, have no problem with what he's saying? The first time that dude questions you, you go off on a tangent, and now you his biggest hater. Nobody says, well, that doesn't make any sense. You was rolling with that dude like it wasn't nothing until the first time he questioned you, now you hate him and hate everything about him and want to pick apart everything he did. When if that's the case, you should have been picking apart everything he did for 2 years. Literally, he had several of these things he could have picked apart when he was my homeboy. But he didn't. But now everything I do is a problem. Notice I don't do that to anyone. There's no one I do that to because I have a life, and I don't build what I have off the backs of another individual. That's what I love about being me. I did it my way. I'm the Frank Sinatra of fucking YouTube. I did it my way. 610-955, caller, you are on the air.
Yo, what's going on, Tom?
What's up? Who am I speaking with?
Man, it's one of your followers, man, out of Mississippi. And I wanted to say this. I follow your work, man. I see what you're doing. I understand your message. But, man, and I want to just congratulate you on your victory over the nigga with the tattoo. I want to say this, man. I think you've been debating the wrong people. You have been undefeated for quite some time. And, brother, I want to debate you. I want to find an issue that I don't agree with, and we're going to go at it. I'm going to make sure that I have all my ducks in a row because I believe that you have been just battling and debating the wrong people, and, brother, I want to take you down. But it's going to
You're saying you're not going to do it now? You're saying you're going to come up with it one day?
No, well, yeah, because the thing is, again, I get what you're doing, and it's not too many things that you bring up to the table that I don't agree with, so I can't argue with something that I agree with. But, I mean, it's some things that you do say that I don't agree with. For instance, well, I'm not saying I'm going to agree with it, but it's just like a pet peeve of mine. You do have temper tantrums sometimes. And, that's not an issue to debate. You know what I mean? Everybody does. I mean, that's something that I just, that doesn't change who you are. You know, that's cool. But, again, a lot of the things that you do, I agree with. So, I got to find something. So, yeah, I'm going through your stuff with a fine-tooth comb. So I'm going to find something. I'm going to call you back. We're going to debate about it. And hopefully I'll take that bit away from you. But it's all going to be in love, brother, seriously.
I don't mind that. If you notice, I'm the only one of them that welcomes a debate about any of the issues because we need to be talking about them.
Right.
Is there anything that I'm talking about that we don't need to be talking about? I'm the dude that started off with the weed, this, the weed, that, and the other one. Now you look at how big that issue has gotten and how everybody who called me gay is now trying to talk about it. It doesn't make sense.
Right. Right. And the thing is, a lot of your biggest haters are your biggest lovers. I'm just being honest with you because I do something similar to what you do even before I heard of you. I don't even want to shout myself out because it's not about me. It's
Thanks.
Your shit. But I'm saying, and people would get on my case because they didn't understand why I do what I do. And it's just to put a mirror in front of everybody to say, hey, look at what you look like. Look at what you're doing. Look, if maybe somebody can see you on my page or whatever I do and say, hey, maybe you don't want to do that anymore. Or maybe somebody can say, you know what, before I put this on, let me look in the mirror because I don't want to end up on this guy's page. I mean, so I get what you're doing. I really do, man. I hope you continue doing what you're doing. And I know people try to call in, so I'm going to continue to listen. I'm going to get off the phone. But, brother, I'm going to find something, you know, and we're going to go at it, man. And again, I want to show these people how a debate is supposed to go.
Well, you know what? I look forward to it, Mississippi. I look forward to that, and I think that's a good thing for you to say. I also want to say to Miss Renee One in the chat room, Miss Renee One just said something that I don't like. She said, Tommy, have you considered getting what did she write? She said, have you considered getting help? Your mom was a whore. You said it yourself. No offense. You keep talking about Tariq, and he has nothing to say about you. You say he needs you, but he did his video and moved on. It's obvious he hurt your feeling. He bruised your ego and telling people, and people are looking at you differently. Renee, he did not do one video. Let me tell you something. Renee, Miss Renee One, if you apologize for the lie you just told, call in and discuss this one video you claim he did, or you're going to be kicked out of the chat room. Apologize for the lie you just told, which is he only did one video. That is a complete lie. Apologize for saying he's moved on when he called Rosebud and told Rosebud not to do my show. I have not took any video down, miss. I have not taken any video down, miss. There's no video that's been taken down. Either you call in, Miss Renee, apologize for the lie you just told. This man made a few videos about me, and he's still tweeting me. You either call in or get out of my chat room. It's 2:47 in the morning. You're still trolling. And it'd be different if you were telling the truth. You literally just lied and said the man made a video about me and moved on. The man is tweeting about me even in the show tonight. He was tweeting today. So you're lying. You took your video down quick. Another lie. Every video is up. There's not one video that's down. And let's see if she'll apologize for saying that I took a video down, which I didn't. Okay, Renee says she's in the queue. Renee, press the 1 so I can see you on there. No, press the 1. Press the 1. All right. Is this you, Miss Renee?
No, man, my bad. My bad. I'm not Renee. But when you get a chance, I'll have to speak to you, though, so thank you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. What's your name so I can write it in there and I'll come back to you?
This is Wayne.
All right, Wayne, hold on. I'm going to come back to you. I'm trying to let Renee get in. I said press the 1. Renee, press the 1. Renee, press the 1. I don't see Renee pressing the 1. Renee, you must not really be on the line because I keep saying press the 1, and I don't see you pressing the 1. Why would you say you're on the line and literally know you're lying? Do y'all see how desperate these trolls are? This person says, okay, I call, I'm on the line, I tell her to press 1, nothing else being said. I'm going to try again. Let me see. Renee, is this you? Renee?
Are you on here, Earl?
Is this Renee? Nope.
Earl.
Renee, where are you? Renee, you will be removed. Renee said that his last video was a week ago, so she's still just sitting there talking. Who sits and does this? Do y'all see how sick Tariq Nasheed is himself personally or his fans? This person sits there and just got all this shit to say in the chat room. Every one of them is a lie. Every one of them is a lie. This is Tariq's fan to walk around, stalk people, and lie. Not say something that actually happened. Lie. Tariq only made one video about you. He's moved on. You made that video about that IMDb, and you took it down. That IMDb that I put up, apparently it's a week-to-week thing. In the week when I wasn't sitting up there doing anything and Tyreek was using my name, his stuff went up. My stuff went down. You can go see it. But I don't use it. That was the whole point of it. No, you're not on hold. You're not on hold because I told you to press one and you didn't. Renee, put your number in the chat room. Put your number in the chat room so I can know it's you. Put your number in the chat room so I can know who to answer. My God, this is, I can't believe I'm sitting up here allowing myself to just... Yeah, I'm going to ignore her. I'm not going to go through this crap. I have pressed. The people in the chat room told her, give them the first three numbers. She just ain't typing. Somehow she don't see this. She typed real fast when it was arguing Tyreek and she stuck. She's really slow when it. Don't tell me no fucking California. What's the numbers? Renee, is this you?
Hello. Yes.
All right, Renee.
Hello.
Let's address you said he made one video. You do know that's a lie, right?
Okay. So first and foremost, let me just say this. I am not a troll. I am not a Tariq fan. I have just been watching this unfold in front of me.
Okay,
for you to
let's deal with each point you made, though. You said he made one video. That is untrue.
No, I said he made his video, and he has moved on. I didn't say anything about last week. I didn't give a time period. That's you.
Dear, what do you mean by he made his video and he moved on? What does that mean?
What that means is that he made his video, and he moved on.
He made more than one video. Dear, he made more than one video, so you're factually incorrect.
I didn't say a number. I said he made
his
last video.
What the fuck did he made his video mean then?
Wow.
This is why I can't stand you, nigga. You keep on saying he made his video and he moved on. Either you're saying he made one or he made more than one. And if he made more than one, he didn't just move on. Why are y'all so ignorant?
I am referring to the last video that he made, which was about the puppets. So I'm referring to that one. But I just don't see him even
this
talking about you as much
what
as he's talking about
saying.
Him.
Okay, he just spoke to the man who was on my show tonight and asked that man to not come on my show.
Okay, so... So
oh, my
you
God. Everything he do, there's an excuse. He just tweeted today, still talking shit about me. You got an excuse about that?
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of Tyreek, so I'm just going by what you said.
Wait. So if you ain't a fan of Tyreek, don't say he made his video when you say it. First off, he didn't make just his video. He made a video, he did a show, he made another video, did another show. So what you're saying is not factually correct. And for you to act like this dude just said one thing and moved on is not fair.
Okay, so we can agree to disagree on that. But let's
no,
get
can't
back
agree
to the
to disagree
talk.
Because I just gave you a fact.
Okay, so that's your fact, and I accept it. I don't want to get into a screaming match. I would like to have a conversation with you.
No, you don't, because you're sitting up here literally saying things that's untrue, and when I prove you wrong, you just say, well, let's go to something else. You can't have a conversation. Ma'am, if you were in a relationship and your boyfriend said, I ain't never cheated on you, and you show an email to him where he said to this woman, I can't wait to fuck you again, what would you like him to do after you show that to him?
I would say that he's not being honest. That's what
right.
I would say.
So I just pointed out to you where you're not being honest. You said this dude has moved on. You can't. I've shown you the things that he's done and continues
so,
to do up until this
moment.
Let me
ask you this. So if you're devoting a whole hour to Tariq Nasheed and he made one tweet about you, if you're talking about him constantly, it just appears to me that he has done something.
Now let me ask you. Let me finish my thought. No, you can't. Because if you try to say if I dedicate a whole hour to talk about a man, it appears that I'm stalking a man or whatever. Hold on. If I made a Tyreek doll, played with it for 30 minutes, bought this doll, ma'am, went out and bought the doll, played with it for 30 minutes, then made a spoof where I had to go and pull pictures, do a whole thing. If I did that, you're saying me talking about an hour of this person doing these things, do you not think it's something wrong with an individual doing that?
I personally found his video pretty funny. I didn't see anything wrong. And I think the reason why he did it.
Renee, please leave me alone. Please don't call me. Please leave me the fuck alone. Leave me alone, Renee. Go away. You just proved to the whole world the type of follower you are. You sit up there and claim that that was funny, but my show is stalkerish. What he did was funny, and my show is stalkerish. Get the fuck off my line. Get off my line. Renee, go away. Hang up. Hang up. Go to bed.
Wow.
Go to bed. Seriously, go to bed. I shouldn't even have to hang up on you. Do it yourself. Okay? I don't want to talk to you anymore. All right? Goodbye. Have a nice day. This woman sit up there and said, I think it was personally funny. I think it was funny. But what you're doing is talking about it on a show. That's stalkerish. Do y'all hear that? Nobody's ever heard. And I asked the woman to hang up. And I just did it. I left the line open to prove to y'all. She won't hang up.
Funny, but my show is awesome.
She won't hang up.
And my show is
awesome. Renee, you are the reason why I say what I say about black women. You were asked to leave, and you won't leave. That's sad. I guarantee I'd leave if I was that woman. Somebody don't want me somewhere. I'd leave. Y'all, she is still on the line. Line open right now. This is making her night. Probably got Tyreek to record it so they can say, look, look. She has a line. Her line is still open right now.
And I just did it. I left the line open.
It's still open. She's still there. Listen. This is the Tyreek fan in a nutshell. I personally found it funny. But I find your show stalkerish. I personally find it funny.
So, y'all understand what this woman just did. She said that what I'm doing is stalkerish. But what he did was funny. Funny. What do you mean you find it funny? Did it amuse you or something? It's so sad. Wayne, I'm going to bring you back, Wayne. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Nothing much. I hope you do better than that. Go ahead.
Motherfucker, chill. I wanted to ask you a question, man. And I don't get you, bro. And, seriously, do you hate yourself or what? Because you're getting upset about people calling in.
Wait. You just started off and said, motherfucker, chill, when all I said was, I hope you do better than that.
All right, my bad. I apologize if that's what you want to hear. But look, I'm not understanding. See, I think, my thing with you, and, I've had the misfortune, I tuned a few of your shows, and I tuned to a few because I wanted to, honestly, I hope they would get better. But, like, the one gentleman said, all you do is cry and complain and bitch about this one dude. And I get he's done stuff to you. But you know what? It's like, and then some of your other shows, you sit here and you talk about women negatively. Dude, you have the emotions of a woman. How are you going to sit here and talk about women, for one? Secondly, you're sitting here ranting about this dude. What you need to do is go to the doctor and get a dose of man the fuck up. You know, you're crying about, you didn't want this position in society or something like that. But, dude, you got it. So many people would love to be where you're at, and you wasted crying about this other cat. Like, what's up with that,
bro? What other cat?
Tyreek.
How long have I been talking about Tyreek?
Or even Tyreek. What's Tyrone? I don't even know these people's names. Is Tyrone the same person Tyreek is?
No, different person.
You complained about that dude, too. know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, hold on.
You know, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm bullshitting you. I listen to more than a few of your shows.
Hold on.
You hear me?
Hold on. I'm trying to talk to you, brother. So you said I complained about this dude. Should I not say a thing about a dude that's putting out my address, that's putting out all this, that's stalking me for 2 years? Should I not complain about this dude? So seriously, should I not complain about this dude that's actually threatening
me? You seem like a big boy. You seem like an adult. So my thing is this, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be upset about somebody, obviously, and I'm not going to say this dude's not violating your rights and not, you know, infringing upon your privacy and doing shit that he should probably be, you know, in court for. But, you know, there's ways to handle it, and when you reach a level that you have reached, I don't understand why, you know, you feel the need to sit there and use your platform at times that could be used for so much good, and it is used for good. But you know what? All that shit you do and all that complaining and crying you do, you know, like I said, you sound somewhat like a woman that's on some type of period, and it just it puts a ding onto your show. And I just don't get why you continue to do it. And you justify it with, well, he hurt my feelings. He did this to me. He did that to me.
Wait. I've never sat up here and justified anything by saying he hurt my feelings.
You might as well, bro. Well, why shouldn't I talk about him when he did this and he did that? That's justifying why you do that.
So wait. By your logic, I shouldn't be talking about what happened in Ferguson either, because it didn't happen to me. And the only reason I'd be talking about it was because it bothered me emotionally.
That's another thing, man. That's another thing I was trying to talk to you about. You just, you know, you sit here and 1 minute you're yelling about black women and this, that, and the pool, but man, you're just emotional. You're probably more emotional than the average woman.
You're not answering my question, sir. If I talk about anything, it would be my emotions involved in it, no matter what it is. That is a truth, yes?
I get that, I suppose, yes. True.
No, that is the truth. Unless as a matter of fact, the only things I should be talking about that I know for a fact are the things that are actually happening to me. Everything else that goes on in the world are things that didn't happen to me. They're just things I saw.
You know, I sometimes wonder if you and this guy kind of made a backdoor, you know, handshake or a backdoor, some type of agreement. So, you know, how about we do this? Because it'll obviously, I mean, it is entertaining to go back and forth between the shows. And, you know, obviously people talk about it. So how juvenile it gets sometimes. I sit here and I applaud both you and give you both high fives if this was some type of backdoor conversation handshake to do this to get more listeners or potentially get people interested in his show, vice versa. But like I said, I mean, it's just, it baffles me at times. Just, you know, you ran about him ranting about you. He rants about you, ranting about him. It's just like, I mean,
so
come on, man. One of you guys has to be the adult here, right?
Hold on.
So why not it be you?
Wait. I agree with you, but let me ask you this. I just said something that was 100% correct. After you had told me that, you told me I'm like a woman. And I still didn't talk about my emotions, my feelings. I pointed out to you something that was 100% correct about if things didn't happen to me, they would only be about how I feel about them. That's it. As a matter of fact, my feelings are more justified at that point that I would talk about things that actually happened to me, so my feelings would be justified for airing them, not things that didn't happen to me, like somebody getting beat or somebody getting shot.
Right. Well, I think there's an extent to that. Like, you know, it's more like, oh, he's picking on me, boo-hoo, poor me. You know what I mean? Like, it's more of a, well, he talked about me, so I'm going to talk about him. You know, it's like, it's obvious this guy gets under your skin. It's obvious this guy bugs you. It's obvious this guy hurts your fucking feelings. It's obvious that, you know, you sit there and you let this guy rent so much space in your fucking mind that you dedicate time to sit here and talk about him consistently. But you know what? Then on the flip side, you know, you want to be this other kind of figure. You portray yourself to be this other type of figure, and it just doesn't make any sense, man.
What person do I portray myself to be that I end up not?
You seem to be very opinionated about black women, and I'm not understanding why. You know, that's
You're not understanding. I seem just like them. You said
you dislike them.
Okay, so you said I seem like I dislike them. You said I portray myself to be one person,
then I go around and do something different. What person am I portraying myself to be? Then I do something completely different. What is that?
And my question is to you, and I'd like you to answer this because I think it's going to answer
the
question.
You're not answering mine.
Oh, I know, but the way you portray, why do you dislike black women? I want to answer that question.
Answer my question.
And I'm going to make a point when you answer this question.
I don't like working backwards. That doesn't make sense.
It's not working backwards. It's going to be you being a.
It's
going to be you. It's going to be you popping the titty out your mouth and you answering the own. What I said, not think. I'm telling you, man. I know
you
know the answer to the
question. Let me tell you something, Wayne. I have not disrespected you one time, sir. And I don't
know. I'm not disrespecting you.
Hold on. Yes, you are. You don't tell me to take no damn titty out my mouth, sir. I have not disrespected you once on this show. I have not.
Okay. I apologize
again.
No,
not okay. No, you told me how men are supposed to. You told me how I'm acting like a woman and let my emotions go somewhere. But look how you're talking. Are you talking like a man would speak to another man? No, you're not. Because the way you're talking would get you fucked up if you talk to a man in his face like that, and you know it. Yet you're talking to me like what? Like one of them bitches you claim I'm talking like.
Can I say one thing to you, man?
Wow.
Honestly, bro, I love this show, dude. I just wanted to call in and just fuck with you.
Well, Wayne, you got it.
I did, man. I love your show.
I was able to logically sit up and argue with everything you said. Didn't have no issue because I don't.
Right.
Nobody
has
an issue with me.
I've heard people fuck with you a lot, man. I've heard a lot of these. Unfortunately, I've seen people do these. I try to just remember stuff people have said about you and write in the chat about you, man. And you know what? Like, you have every fucking right to sit there and express how you feel about somebody sitting there doing things to you. I still haven't understood why you. That's one thing I'm upset about, actually, to be completely honest. Why haven't you gone the legal route with this, or have you?
Well, here's the thing. One, we did it before, and two, I said I'll never speak about what I'm doing legally anymore.
Okay, cool.
It'll just happen.
Okay.
They'll see it. It'll be done.
All right, cool, but man, that makes sense. I was just fucking with you, man. I was trying to get you right up a little bit. But I love your show, man. To those out there, I think that are, you know, trying to justify what this. That last thing was an idiot, and to those trying to justify what he's done to you, man. You know, those are prime examples, and the person I was trying to be right there. That's exactly how his followers are, and shame on them. And you know, you keep doing your damn thing, man. I love your show.
Thank you, Wayne. Hey guys, look. I didn't tell him to call. I didn't know he was calling, but I was trying to answer his questions. Look, and logically, I said, look, I don't know. 317-853. Caller, what's up? 317-853. Caller, what is up?
Is this Tommy?
No, it's that other person that answers my phone.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I just want to remind you that the coon train was coming. The coon train is coming.
This probably is the best show I've ever done, because if this doesn't prove the type of people who follow them, nothing else will. At 3:08 in the morning, Tyreek and Jason Black fans are still doing that. I don't need to say anything else after tonight. I didn't need to say nothing else after Tyreek's roast. These are the grown people. Renee sat up there and said, he made his video and he moved. That's not true. Well, I didn't say he only made one. But what you're doing is look like you're stalking him by dedicating an hour for a show. Well, I just pointed out to you that he made out this puppet. Bought a puppet. Made it. But that was funny. 816. 359. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, is that me? Wow. Hi, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Cam.
All right, Cam, what's your issue with me?
My issue with you is I think that you need to take some time to rest, because I absolutely love your show. I love everything you have to say. And I want you to take care of yourself so that I can continue to hear you.
Well, I can't be mad at you for saying that. And while I'm making this movie, I'm probably going to take a whole bunch of time out. That's why I told a caller earlier, I said I'm going to probably go to a bunch of games. I'm really going to get to the point where I'm just a jackass. I ain't going to give a fuck about what nobody got to say, what the fuck about what they want to do.
I know, that's right. You shouldn't.
I'm not going to walk the street shaking niggas' hands no more. I'm not. Because I'm not getting anything for it. Because the clown, the dude who never shows his face has more dedicated assholes to fuck with other people than me who walk around helping people. I can't be that. Apparently, being that guy gets you nothing. But them same people who claim they on your side, as soon as you say something they don't like, they become dedicated haters. So my dedicated fans don't do nothing. But when they stop liking me, they work their ass off as dedicated haters. That's a problem. That's a problem in itself. So, Cam, you are a black woman, yes?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, I'll let you get the last word. As a black woman, how do you listen to what I say and not get offended? Because they claim that black women, I hate black women.
Well, I don't get offended because what you speak is the truth. You know, sometimes it kind of hurts my feelings as well, but I can't get mad at that. And I agree with the thing that you have to say. So that's why I really would like to share it more with my friends and my family, but I'm afraid that they'll get offended so I can just enjoy you by myself. My boyfriend.
You said your boyfriend. What about your boyfriend?
My boyfriend calls me Cammy Sotomayor because my name is Cam. So he says, there you go. He appreciates everything you say, too. We just love you. But we, you know, I don't know. I don't have a problem with what you say. I wish that you were here, more of you were here, so that you could spread the word of what you say to everybody. You know, I just sit and I look at all the women, you know, even my friends who I'm around, and I just wish you could be there just, like, saying everything, you know, that I want you to say. When I say it, I come across as, you know, a sellout or whatever, but...
And you got that little soft voice, but they don't take you serious. You sound like an actual woman. You don't sound like them deep voice beasties. You don't sound like the one guys in the chat room. You don't sound like Marge Simpson sisters.
That's funny because I know what voice you're talking about when you say that.
I saw a video today and I couldn't even put it up on my website. They showed two women fighting in the street, surrounded by other women encouraging them to fight, and one of the women had no shirt on. Titties was just flapping around. And she was like a dude. This is the second fight I've seen a black woman take her shirt off and fight like a man. And I'm saying, white women do it too. I ain't seen no fight where the white woman just walk out and throw her shirt off and start fighting like a fucking dude.
I've never seen that either.
But
anything like that.
That's what I'm saying.
And I grew up around white people and black people. I've never seen anything like that. I personally never been in a fight yet. But
think about it. Last time I got into a physical altercation, I was 18. It was my first year in college. I'm 38 now, so 20 years ago was the last time I put hands on somebody. Because I keep feeling every age, every year older I get, the less close I should be to a physical altercation.
That is so true. So true. Now, I have many debates, but nothing physical.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Cam, and tell your boyfriend thanks for letting you listen. And I know how you feel when she's saying, y'all listen to what Cam said. First off, Cam sounds like a nice woman. Have y'all noticed that every one of the women who call in the show, one, sound pretty, who like me. They don't sound like Renee. Two, they have a man. Listen to the people who like me and look at their situation, the women. And then look at the ones who don't. I should never have to argue that. You can look at, follow on Twitter, follow on Facebook, the type of people who follow me, and then look at the people who follow them. Look at how they look. Look at how they sound. Look at their life situation. I literally can win and beat them by just saying, look at this. Y'all, I think that Renee person is back on the line. I shit y'all not. 323. Who's this?
This is Renee, and I do have a question for you. I would like to have a conversation with you. It seems you're intimidated by women, and you get loud and belligerent.
Wow. Before you say another word, if you think that what Tyreek did was funny and what I'm doing is wrong, then you shouldn't help contribute to it by talking about me.
The show was calling if you think I've done something wrong.
The show was called, wait a minute. If the show was called Come Suck Tommy's Dick, would you have done it?
Maybe, but just listening to you and your you sound very hypocritical because you're saying go look at people's profiles, and to me, you're not attractive at all. And no offense, but I don't know.
Wait, Renee, I know I'm not. Now, what do you look like?
I don't have a problem getting a man. That's for sure.
Wait. My girl finer than you. So by your logic, if you don't have a problem getting a man, any woman with a pussy doesn't have a problem getting a man. And my girl look better than you, and I'll bet you $1,000 right now. Bet me $1,000.
Okay.
Bet me $1,000 right now. We're going
to
take your picture.
I didn't call in to bet any money.
No,
I just
called
in to give my
opinion. You talked about how ugly I was, and you said that because you don't have a problem getting a man, that means you're attractive. I don't have a problem getting a woman. And as a matter of fact, I don't have a problem getting a fine one. So what does that tell you about me then with my ugly ass?
I said that because you were making comparisons to other people. You were doing what you said
you don't
do.
You don't know how to have a linear arc. I asked you about you, and you said, I said, how do you look?
Do you want me to send you a picture of me?
I don't have a problem.
Do you want me to send you a picture of me?
Let's just go logic, dear. I asked you, how do you look? And your prerequisite to how you look, I don't have a problem.
I am beautiful.
So by your logic, I don't have a problem getting a woman. And a woman that would look better than you. So if you believe you're attractive because you can pull a man, then I should be.
But you don't know how I look, so how could you make that evaluation?
That's why I believe in what I'm saying. I believe in it. And I bet $1,000. I put my money where my mouth is, right? We could solve this.
Do?
No,
okay,
we could solve this. We could solve this.
Do you want
to? You can't pull something out and not want to address it. You said that you believe you're pretty because you have no problem pulling a man. That's what you said. I didn't make you say this. You said it.
No, you said go look at Tariq's followers and then look at mine. Look at their picture.
That is not
what this conversation started.
Dear, you said you are.
That's what you were saying.
Listen, either tell me something I'm saying is a lie or address it. One of the two. You stated out of your mouth, I said, how do you look? Your response to that was, I have no problem getting a man. Is that true or false?
That's exactly what I said.
All right. And I responded back to you, the person who told me I'm not attractive. That if your scale of how attractive an individual is how they can pull the other sex.
Okay. The reason for my calling in actually is because I hate you, or I think I wanted to get this in and go on to something else.
That's right. Anytime we lose
an
argument, we don't address it and say, you got a point.
It's not about losing.
If you cannot say I have a point, then don't talk. Call me, please. That's
your logic. If you want me to agree with you, I will.
Wait a minute. When you said I was ugly, you called me on my own show and said I was ugly. What did I say in response?
That's my opinion. It doesn't mean that you're a bad
person.
I
didn't ask you what I said in response to you calling me ugly. What was my response to it?
You don't have a problem getting a woman and you think
that
your
girlfriend. That's a bad thing. That means you don't listen. What I said was I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, you did say you agree. I mean, do you?
So if I can agree with you, call me on my show and call me ugly, then you should be able to agree that, number one, what looks more stalkerish is not me responding on my video show to Tyreek, but him getting under a desk and buying a puppet for me, ma'am. And if you can't agree that that looks stalkerish, then we don't need to talk anymore. She didn't hang up. She's still on the line.
She didn't hang up. She's still on the line. I think I'm still hearing myself. I'm not really sure. Hold on a second. Hello? Yellow? Hello? She didn't hang up. I think I dropped something. Hold on a second. Hold on. No, that should be here. I should be able to hear that. I can't hear that. Something's missing. Let me see if I can get something to work that's not working. I think maybe she got hung up on. Everybody that's saying they got hung up on, call back. This thing always messes up. Something's not right, or something's doing something nutty, because I'm looking here and it says this thing is hung up. And it shouldn't be hung up. But I can hear, I should be able to hear. Let me try something and see if I can hear them. 601-909, caller, are you on the air?
Yeah, it's Tommy.
Hey, who's this?
I'm going to tell you something. Yo, that's Joe.
I'm gonna tell you.
First of all, your listeners need to realize what the fuck it means to have an issue with somebody. I mean, you said that if you have an issue, press one. And these motherfuckers come on here dick riding. You know, it's embarrassing. I mean, the women got more heart than the dudes. You know, it's some embarrassing shit.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you what my issue though. Well, my issue with you, I got a couple of issues with you. One is, bro, you're too fucking nice. You entertain these, when I'm talking about these callers who are obviously off topic, obviously it ain't making no kind of fucking sense, and you keep them on the phone for like 10, 15 minutes. I got a big problem with that.
I'll agree. It's kind of stupid. It's a bad look.
You know? But, and then the other thing I got a problem with the whole Tariq thing. Be honest, bro. Be honest. You got something on this man. You got something that you got. You got a nuclear weapon on this man that you can drop if you wanted to. I wish you go ahead and just drop it. You got something on this dude. Just do it. Because you know what? He went too fucking far. He talked about your mama. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he should be dealt with. And I feel like you're holding back.
His time is going to come. Like, okay. I said, I'm going to make sure what I'm going to do, how I'm going to take care of Tariq is the same way I want y'all to take care of him. Everything he said, make sure that anybody he deals with knows what he said. That's the best way to deal with somebody like this. Since they like replaying what it is I've said, replay what it is he said. I'm not going to play dirty with him. I'm not going to sit up there and release his going to jail record. I'm not even going to sit up there and I had a chance when I had Rosebud on the phone, and I didn't.
That's what I was waiting for.
What I did was that's why I wanted him to sweat, and it was so hilarious that he sat there and waited and sweated. I think that's so funny. I have more fun doing that. I'm like how Brian did Stewie.
When my family
guy. Yeah, when he told Brian, "I'm let you hit me back," and the whole time he sat there and he kept it, and he didn't know when it was gonna come.
Obviously, y'all got something on this dude. Obviously, I mean, you got the man's mentor on the phone. This is his mentor who gave him all this game. It needs to be put out there. I think we need to know.
What I'm gonna do is I'm planning to force Tyreek's hand. He said anybody that listens to me is a coon. So I'm gonna see if he calls Rosebud a coon. By his own words, if anybody listens to me and is cool with me, they are coons too. I'm gonna see, and y'all should hold him to it. Call Rosebud a coon. If he doesn't call Rosebud a coon, what does that tell you about him?
Hmm.
Exactly.
His own words. If he won't call Rosebud a coon, Rosebud said the same thing I said about the Staten Island incident. If he won't call Rosebud a coon, what does that tell you?
So, Tommy, what is it y'all got on this dude?
Well, I don't have anything against him. I don't have anything
No, I said, what is it you got on him?
I don't have anything on him. That's why he's running around trying to talk to people and hope they don't talk to me. Apparently, there is some things on him that he don't want other people to know.
And they got to come out.
Exactly.
If you want to come out.
And this is why he should have never fucked with me like that. Honestly, don't do people like that. This is why I don't fuck with a lot of people like that. Seriously, I don't, because I wouldn't want people to come fuck back with me like that. By logic, if I sit up there and stalked one nigga like this and talked about him, then eventually he's going to get tired and come back and find out stuff about me. And we got a bad economy. You know what happens in a bad economy? It ain't hard to pay for information. And remember, I got $38,000 that just won't go away. I got $38,000 that just won't go away.
And here's something else, too. So call I'm telling you that you need to leave this alone, let this go, walk away. Wait, first and foremost, this is your fucking show. And you talk about what the hell you want to talk about on your show. This is your show. And you have a right to defend yourself. This man been coming at you. This man been talking about you. This man been gotten real personal with you. You got
Thank
a
you.
Right to defend yourself however much you want.
It's funny that they ask me to be a bigger person when they say I'm a coon. It's funny when they ask me to be a bigger person when they say I'm just an attention whore. It literally makes no sense. I'm a coon and an attention whore, and I work for white people, but all of a sudden I'm supposed to be a bigger person after dude does something that's out of line. I ain't never said nothing about Tyreek like what he said. So what everybody should have done is hold Mr. Hidden Colors to the standard that he has in Mr. Hidden Colors. But instead, they don't want to do that. Joe, I'm going to put you on hold and bring in the rest of these people. The number's 347-989-8310. If, by circumstance, the phone somehow hangs up, I'll start and give you guys one more hour because the lines are full still. So if it hangs up, I will start another show and give you guys at least another hour to speak. So if you're on the line and it hangs up on you, just literally call back. I'll give you another hour because I'm still waiting on the problem, people. Who have a problem with me. 732-986. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Tommy, what's up?
Hey, who's this?
Man, you know me, it's your boy, Cajun Chris.
Oh, no, no, no. I remember you, Chris, but tonight is about people who got a problem with me.
Oh, tonight is about folks who got, you know, I ain't got no problem with you, bro. But you know one thing I wanted to say? Can I say something before I go? That's very important, right? That's very important, what I'm going to say. I hope. My problem is that you remember how the Hidden Color 2, right, is called the Triumph of the Melanin, right?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you a question. Tommy, what makes you dark-skinned? What makes me dark-skinned? Isn't it melanin?
Yes.
So now let me ask you a question. The fact that this man call you black turd, he call you black this, all of that stuff,
Crispy and ashy.
Exactly. Now let me ask you something. That very same thing that he's trying to play out is the very same thing that he praised and he's, all these people calling you charcoal boy, all of that stuff. It's that same melanin that they say, the triumph of the melanin, that's the same melanin they playing out when they make these stupid comments, right?
Yep.
So that's the mixed message that I don't get. Because if that melanin, the triumph of the melanin, you're talking about it and you're calling people black this, charcoal that, that means you're trumping that same melanin you were praising earlier. That makes me think, okay, what's your motive for doing all these things? That's all I have to say. I mean,
Chris, you are 100%
yeah.
right. Dude, listen, that dude is the same type of person. Again, like you got this other pro-black person that called me charcoal boy, but his thought process is, oh, I'm only saying that to piss him off. Well, that doesn't make any sense. So what about the other dark-skinned people who had nothing to do with your argument?
Exactly. And because, like, you know one thing? I don't hate nobody, but if you're going to say something, make sure it makes sense and it sounds right. But you know one thing I will say, I will tell you that, Tommy? I find out that most educated people I know, they do not have a problem with you.
Thank you.
But all these pimps who want to, like, do... One other thing in the black community is just, like, we having a bunch of babies, and nobody's there to really raise these children. Now, let me ask you a question. Why should you be teaching a dude how to pimp women instead of telling him, you know one thing, do this, get your act right, get this right. Let's come together and build something.
But wait a minute. Tyreek is a dude that's supposed to be not only the father of two kids, but he's supposed to be a good man and a good family man. So why is it that he don't have shows about being a good family man? I guarantee you, when I become a husband, I'm going to have shows about being a husband. Remember when I was with my girl? What kind of shows did I have? Me talking about being with my girl, being happy, making videos about being with your girl, hanging out, being happy. I did what I had.
But let me say something to you. Now, okay, you know how come, okay, now I'm pretty sure he probably have a daughter. So now, would you want some little no good nobody now run the same games you're telling them to run a woman on your daughters?
No.
You see what I'm saying? He's just like, let me tell you something. I see a lot of people are too busy doing a whole bunch of talking and they ain't about that life.
Look,
let me tell you, man.
Let me tell you something. It's easier for me to talk about what I'm doing. It's harder for me. I don't get caught in lies like that because I like lying. I'll tell a lie in a motherfucking minute. So it's easier for me to just talk about what it is that I'm doing because I get caught a lie.
Yeah, but let me tell you, man, Tommy, the beauty of the thing is just like, I think people need to start being real. And, you know, even at my job sometimes, I find black folk, because you have a different opinion, it's a problem. Because
yep.
You are supposed to think like them. If you don't think like them, something is wrong. It's different. You know, there is this dude at my job, I call him a Sambo. Because black folks who walk in, he will talk anyhow to him. But when the white lady walk in, who happens to be one of the boss, you know what he called her?
What?
Boss lady.
Wow.
But when the black folk walk in, he disrespects us completely. And one day he came, he was telling me, well, you need to know these white folk this white folk that. I was telling him, you know, all you ever talk about is white folk. I'm like, listen, I told the Negro, I know who I am. I don't have to bow down and kiss nobody's behind. I came here to do my job and go home.
That's why I think they're mad at me. Well, Chris, there's so many people who I want to try and get to because tonight is supposed to be them getting letting them get on my case. So you got to let me do this. But I want to say this to you. I think that's why most people have a problem with me, because I can actually say what the fuck's on my mind and I'm not kissing nobody's ass. They project it. The dudes that call me gay are typically gay. The dudes that call me a coon are typically coons. The dudes that say I work for white people are the same people who work for white people. Tyreek love to tell y'all I work for white people. Jason Black love to tell you y'all I work for white people. Look at them. Dude tell y'all I stole $38,000 because white, and he said I only got this. What some, he said some stupid shit that I only got it because I know him. That was the weirdest crap I'd ever heard. Y'all don't see me on Conan smiling. Y'all saw him. Y'all don't see me on no web portraying a stereotypical black anything. That was him. Even when I did have my white cast and crew do a skit for me, I didn't do that. I've been in one movie right now. It's called Drugs and Other Love. My character in that movie is not stereotypical. My character is not a drug addict. My character is not any of that. And I wouldn't have taken that role. My character is not a pimp. My character in that movie is a funny guy. He's a guy who's in a wheelchair who's not handicapped. He's pretending to be handicapped and basically exposes himself as not being handicapped. But everybody said that my role is funny in that movie, and it comes out next year. And I can't wait to see it. 361-258. What's up?
Okay, now this is big news, Big K. Now, like, you sit there and call me a fool, and then, though, man, you sit up there and tell me, though, that I went ahead and left, and then, though, you sit there and say I came back because, though, I don't listen to you. What type of message is that to Tyrone?
Tyrone?
I mean, Tommy.
Okay, you said, see, that's my problem. See, you call me Tyrone, that means, and all I was telling you this, and I can tell you as a man, and I would tell you this if I saw you in the face. you keep hanging around a guy who does not respect you and people around him do not respect you.
That sorry sack of shit is going to get his ass destroyed. See, there is a plan in place for him. See, somebody's after him.
No. But you asked.
And you keep on sitting and telling me that I'm a fool for this, fool for that. Now, who went out there and exposed some of the hypocrisy of that man? I did.
But wait. Yes, but it's not helping. What I'm telling you is, if you fucking button your head up against the wall, then do it in another way that's beneficial to you, not beneficial to him. You're being beneficial to him because every time you call the show, it's another caller he needs. He doesn't care. You're being beneficial to him. You could be beneficial to yourself by exposing him on your own. Do you feel what I'm saying? Like, if I let me tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't sit up there and be beneficial to Tyreek right now by coming on his show all the time so he can make me look a fool. No. See, I'm saying what I'm saying on my own show. You could do the same, and I've been told you that. Why would you be on a sinking ship that you know it only revolves around the same people calling all the time? That's literally what his show is. The same people calling over and over again. I wouldn't want to be a part of that. Are you there, Big J?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening everywhere you say.
All right, cool. Listen, I don't mean any offense to anyone, but I got to be truthful to people. When that girl called me ugly, I didn't get mad. But what I'm telling you, you shouldn't get mad because you know it's come from a place of honesty, not love, not hate, but honesty and logic. That's it. Y'all are feeding this man's ego. He has nothing. He brings nothing to the table. And even if it's only five people that call, it's five more people than that should be listening to a raving lunatic. The man is crazy. There's no other way to look around it. And every time you call it, what you realize and what you do is contribute to the delinquency of an, I can't say the minor, but an octogenarian. You're deliberately, you're contributing to an old man that's life is done at this point. He will never be anything more than he is. And for those who don't know what the word is I said, please go look it up. Because I hate saying words and realizing that people think, this nigga think he's smart. No, he's just words that I know. So my bad. But y'all are contributing to it every time y'all talk to this dude. Seriously. The dude has done some of the most foul things. And if we really cared about people, we wouldn't follow people who've done foul shit like he has and then acts like he's never done it. He acts like he hasn't done any of the shit that there's visual proof that he did.
Well, I'm gonna sit there and tell you this, though. I don't think, though, you know, he'll last long. That's what I'm
going
to say.
I'm
going to hang up the phone.
Thank you, Big J, but he's lasted too long. Even the people who are fans, I would ask y'all to do the same thing to me because that's what they keep asking y'all to do. Y'all still listen to him after he said this is what he says all the time. So why does nobody call him and say, well, we shouldn't listen to you no more after you just said this? He said several things that you know for a fact are straight up lies. I wouldn't even, the way he talked, the way he, I'm just trying to set up a business. But that's what he tried to stop me from doing, setting up a business. He said that my business is talking about black women. His business is talking about me. Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't run around and stalking me, and anytime somebody dislike me, this nigga post their shit on their page, he set up there and be their friend and shit. It's stupid. You can know what type of people around Tyrone by simply he can't even keep his show host from calling him an asshole. He can't keep his show host from quitting on him. And they give him $40 and act like they own him. They cuss each other out on every show.
Yeah, all facts. I'm I owed you $75. Get your gay motherfucking ass out. You punk son of a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. He sit up there, and thank you, BJ, you're right about that. He sit up there and argue over $70. You ain't going to argue with me over those $70. I give your $70 back. As a matter of fact, I spend your $70 in your face. Go argue with me about 70 damn bucks. 317-853, caller, you're on the air.
You should kill yourself for what you say about Derrick Rose.
For those for those who didn't hear what he said you should kill yourself for what you said about Derrick Rose. This is like the best. You know what's bad? I started off the show really upset, but the more I listen to Tyreek fans, the happier I am. The more I listen to the people who dislike me, the more I realize I literally shouldn't pay y'all no attention. This gives me my resolve. I keep thinking that maybe there's some logical people there, but I realize it's not. Like, it's not been any. It's not been any. Caller, you are on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to tell the world about some facts, some real information that I know. So
what's your name?
What's
your name, sir?
My name is Christopher.
All right,
and if Tyreek is listening, because I know Tyreek is listening, I know these trolls is probably listening. I want to see if Tyreek Nasheed is going to call in after I say what I got to say. So, Tyreek, if you're listening, I want you to hear what I'm about to say. I'm about to tell the world about you, about how you got your name, and about San Francisco. So let's get right into it without further ado. Tyreek Nasheed, last name isn't Nasheed. That's not his last name. His last name is not Nasheed. Nasheed, that's my last name. My name is Christopher Nasheed. Tyreek, his real name, well, his old name back in San Francisco, was Tanajene. Tanajene. This nigga was a stripper. This nigga was a stripper. I was pimping that bitch. Tanajene, Tyreek, you want to switch it up? You want to act like you a man now? You want to grow some balls? You know your name was Tanajene. You know I had you shaking that ass for some dollars. You was a bitch. Tyreek Nasheed, y'all think that he this macho pimp? He was getting pimped. He learned a game from watching a pimp like me pimp that bitch. So, Tanajene, Tyreek, whatever you call yourself nowadays, call in. Call in. Tell the world that I'm lying because you know I'm not. Ben Franklin. I got Ben Franklin in my pocket off the back of Tanajene. That hidden color money, a lot of people say it come from the Jews. No, it didn't come from the Jews. It came from him making that thing twerk.
Y'all need to quit it, man.
Tanajene was making that thing twerk. That's how he funded hidden colors.
I can't keep letting you go, Chris. Thank you, brother, for making you laugh. Y'all got to cut that crap out. Y'all stop saying that people. Stop saying that people gay because y'all don't agree with them. Stop saying it. Stop saying that people gay because you don't agree with them. That's not funny. That's not funny at all. Just stop it. 718-764. Call her on the air. 718-764. Call
your own
name. Yes. Hey, can you speak up, though, please? Can you speak up, please? I'm having a hard time. Either you're trying to call me on a computer or something's not right. It really sounds bad, dear. I don't know what this is, but it really sounds bad. Can you turn off whatever you have on? I'm trying my best to let you stay on the line and get what you got out. But y'all gotta, y'all.
Yes,
it really sounds horrible, and everybody can hear how bad it sounds. I'm not going to be able to let you on air. It sounds pretty bad. I can't even hear you.
704-392. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, what's up, Tommy? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking with?
When you want to talk solutions, you got to have a proper balance when you're doing these things, Tommy.
Okay, but who am I speaking to?
Oh, I was just playing. I was doing all facts expression. You can call me by my nickname, Mazar Zealous. I want to call you about some things you have done. I wrote down a list of questions. You probably already answered them, but I want to re-ask them. You say you can't stand these people, but why do you mention them? Well, you keep mentioning them over and over again.
Well, because of the things that they're doing, the way that they're making me answer questions, and like I said, that frosted mini bitch that comes out of me that feels I have to answer every lie that someone says about me.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and another question. Why did you call yourself the Black Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, because I say shit to piss people off.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Roland, listen, the Black Rush Limbaugh, because I say shit that pisses people off. Rush Limbaugh got people that hate this man, and all he does is say something. I thought it was fascinating. I couldn't believe that when my mother used to come home arguing in the house after what she heard Rush Limbaugh say, I was like, this doesn't make any sense. You are mad at what this guy says, and then you keep listening to him? I was like, I don't understand this. And then now that I'm in that position, it feels weird.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something different. Well, thank you for explaining that. Oh, and another thing, why are you saying that Tyree was going to hit you when he actually wasn't going to do nothing to you? All he said was give back the money and say F you to his face. Don't you think that's
kind of... Wait. Let me tell you, when I tell somebody to say something to my face, it's because I'm going to fuck them up. I ain't going to tell nobody to say something to my face that they told me online. That doesn't make sense. You can try to justify that as much as you want, but if I told you, come say it to my face, what am I saying? Seriously.
Let's be
grown black men. What are we telling somebody if we tell somebody to come say it to my face? Let's be honest.
Either you're going to do something to them.
Thank you. So let's not play with each other. You know exactly what it means. So this man trying to tell me, and I'll say it to his face, and I still promise that I'd say it to him. You asked me for $1,000 that you donated me 9 months ago, and you never had a problem with it. And now all of a sudden you lie to people? You're not going to sit up there and lie on me and let me not tell you fuck you. You don't have the right to sit up there and tell an outright lie on me and think I'm supposed to be what? What does Tyree think I'm supposed to be? Cordial to him? Does he think I should be nice to him when he lied?
Nah.
Think about it. What if I donated some money to you and your cause, whatever it was? I got mad at you 9 months later, and then I went on Twitter and said you stole that money from me. And I want my money back. What would you say?
I guess I'd be upset.
What would you say to me if I was spreading your name around and telling people that I stole, that you stole money from me?
I would say you didn't. You're lying.
Right. And if I sit up there and say I want my motherfucking money, are we gonna have an issue? What would you say?
That's what
this nigga said. He said, I will either get my money or we're going to have an issue. And I said, fuck you. Come get it. He told me, say it to my face. I will say the same thing to his face. Why would Mr. Hidden Colors be talking to any individual, any black man like that? Seriously. When he said in his own video, I donated to the nigga's cause because it looked like he was struggling. That's what he said out of his own mouth. Did he not?
Yeah, he did, and you possibly can't be struggling if you got all these things. So I don't.
Why would he say I was struggling? So I gave him $1,000, but then go around and say I stole money from him, and he gonna get it from me, or else? How can you say both of them?
I really don't get it. Oh, and another question, if you don't mind. You say that he's mentioning you because his movie ain't doing as well, and he say he's jealous of you. I don't see how he can be jealous of you when he say he's using you to get promotion for his movie when his movie was number one documentary on Amazon.
Well, and sir, let me tell you something. What was it? What's her name? Here we go. Mariah Carey dropped the album last week. It was number 3 on the Billboard Top 200. Did you know that?
No, sir.
her album was considered a failure. She fired Jermaine Dupri afterwards. It's considered a failure. Go read it right now.
All right, I'll look it up.
So it's easy to be the number whatever documentary. You have to ask what other documentaries are out.
All right.
He called Tim Alexander's movie A Diary of a Mad Black Man a horrible movie. Yet Tim Alexander's movie was like the number one black got what it was download on the same site that he had. What's that damn site where you download the movies? What's it called?
I don't download. I just buy movies.
Oh, I forgot what it's called. Netflix. This is number one. You can make numbers seem like whatever you want.
All right. I have another question. I understand you don't want people in your business. You want to hide your relationships, but you hid Ms. Mo. But why didn't you hide Lana? And she was just she was open for all these attacks.
I didn't hide anything. The difference was one, we at the point in which we were working, we were just working. I didn't hide this person. We were working. And the difference is, again, you have one where you know people are going to talk shit about you if they find out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit up here and say whatever it is and then hide the chick because she's now white. That's bad business, because then when it comes out, what are they going to say about you?
He hired me because he dating a white woman, right?
Thank
something
you.
Like that.
Right. I'm not going to sit there and do something that's going to come back on my own, or it's going to bite. I'd rather just let people deal with it up front.
Another question about the Vic Damone guy, about him putting out your address, but I can't really but he basically took videos that you made. You kind of basically put that out there, don't you think?
Well, here's the thing. What if I do a video right now and I accidentally pick up my cell phone, and in the cell phone it shows my daughter's school's address while I'm doing it? Do you think it would be responsible for you to say, look, let me ask you something. How much patience must it take for you to sit there and find a clip in my video where it shows that I have my daughter's school address while I was typing during the show? Do you think it would be responsible for you to look through my shit to find that and then put that out?
No, it wouldn't.
So that's my point. Other people, this is my point. That's my bad, you're right. But other people aren't looking at my stuff to fuck with me.
Yeah, because I didn't look that hard.
They're looking at my video to see the content. They're not looking at it to see what street did he just drive by.
Mm-hmm.
But so when you're doing that, you're doing too much. Everybody should think that's too much. You can't say, well, you released that yourself. No, you actually looked at it and said, not only do I think I see this, because let me tell you something. He had to look, see the number. Then he had to look and see all of these stuff that was surrounding it. Go on Google, look up that stuff, and say, I think it's here.
Oh, yeah. Another question about the lawsuit you tried to throw against Tyrone. It really didn't go through. It had no basics. And basically, you sued for a copyright infringement. But don't you kind of break that by taking videos off of World Star and also stealing their videos?
No, because let me go ask you something. Well, when everybody keeps saying that, that's the biggest lie that I'm tired of hearing. He just gets stuff off WorldStar. How many videos do I get off WorldStar? Go watch. Do me a favor. Go look at my last 100 videos and go find how many of them came from WorldStar, number one. Number two, it's not copyright infringement, because if it says WorldStar and I try to sell a shirt that says WorldStar, that's copyright infringement.
About you say that Tyrone's stalking you, but he actually showed a video where you're begging you two to keep up a video that he had, and you're sending him your address and number. Can you explain that?
Hold on. I'm not sending him my address and number. When you do a copyright claim, and Tyrone knows this, when someone does a copyright claim against you, you have to file a counterclaim. In order for you to file a counterclaim, you have to give your information. The reason they file these claims on my videos is so they can get my information.
Oh, okay.
It's a ploy. Whenever people want to get your address, all they got to do is file a copyright claim on some of your videos, and you have to respond by giving them your address in order to fight it.
All right. Also, I also disagree with you talking bad about the man's dead daughter.
I didn't say nothing bad about this man's dead daughter. Stop saying that. What did I say about his dead daughter?
Your dead daughter with that B stamp. Your dead daughter, the hair-headed hooligan?
That picture that he of his woman with that B-stamp and that hair hat, that person was his dead daughter.
Oh.
Thank you very much. That was his grown daughter. That's very much alive.
Sorry about that. Oh, no.
Listen, I got to stop you there. You said every time you said just one more question, I've answered every one that you said, and you haven't at one point said, let me go and talk to this man now after this. You haven't said, let me go to that guy now. Because it's time for you to go to that guy now. I've bounced up here and been very polite and answered every question, even when you got into my personal life, did I not?
Yes. I didn't mean to get in your personal life.
Did I not answer it? I answered every question you asked. I didn't avoid not one, did I not?
Right.
All right. That's all I'm saying. So give me some credit for something. 804-368. Caller, you're on the line.
Tommy, what's good, man? This is Mr. P, man.
I got a couple little issues.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, talk to me.
Okay, I got a couple issues. One, man, can you cut these cats off, man? They're getting a little long-winded with all these questions, you know.
I'm trying to. You're right. So let me see if I can get the rest of y'all to just go quick. What's up?
Okay, man. Now, before I even get to my thing as far as with you, let me say a couple quick things so that, you know, the people understand this is not about no hate situation. You and the Tyreek cat, I'm familiar with both of you. I'm not really a big follower. One of my partners called me to listen to your show because my man Bub is going to be on here. So both of y'all are doing a lot of good things for yourselves as black men. That's good. I applaud that. But can you please stop referring and associating this dude with the pimping? Okay?
Seriously, man.
I mean, you know, we got it bad enough, and we got to deal with, you know, every little, you know, cat that come around and want to tag their, you know, name or whatever to this pimp. No.
Well, since he basically sat down, took notes from your boy, and then went out and wrote this book.
I never read his book. I'm going to say this. I don't know the guy. I don't have anything personally against him. The only thing I've ever gotten that he is associated with, he actually did buy the rights to a book. I'm not going to put the name of it out there. I got the book. He made it affordable for everybody to get it because it was a book that it wasn't readily available. However, I will say he did a good forward to the book. The problem is, instead of keeping the dust jacket as it was, for whatever reason, I don't know why he changed it, he put some cartoon shit on there, some clown shit. All right? And I heard you mention something earlier tonight about some skit he did or some video where he did some shit. You said some shirt or something. I don't even know what a pimp suit is, okay? But apparently it was some more clown shit.
I'll send it to you. This dude got in front of Michael Moore. Walked up into Congress with a long, he had a white woman on his arm, rode up in a Bentley in front of the Congress and up in D.C. with a long trench coat on and kept telling everybody that he wanted the biggest pimps on the West Coast. He wrote books about it that's been bestsellers. He said he was a world-renowned pimp is what he said, and he went in front of Congress talking about he want to pimp Congress.
I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to toot my horn. You can check with some people. I'm known, okay? Not to say what he has done in his past, who knows, but I've never crossed paths with anybody who has said that they even know this dude.
No, everybody. Even your man had to check him on that. He didn't do no work and was never in the streets. Nobody has ever, like you said, nobody has ever confirmed any of the crap he said.
And my point is, you know, this is one of the things where this is the only lifestyle, the only segment of life where anybody can just come up and say it and people take that at face value. No verification. I mean, it's not like, you know, we walking around with an ID. You understand? But at
see,
the same time,
where you can go through and put your certificate up on the wall.
Exactly. But at the same time, it's a small circle. You know what I'm saying? If you're in, you're in. And you know, we know who's who and what's what.
Right.
So I'm just like, hey, man, we got enough on our back to deal with, you know, additional foolery. You understand me? Don't refer, please don't associate that guy with no pimping, okay? You know, he's doing good with what he's doing as far as, you know, business-wise, and he has his fun, and that's great. I applaud him. Get your money. Do your thing. But, you know, come on.
I won't call him a pimp. I won't call him pimp no more. He the lip-smacking Mac now.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I'm not even going to hold your time up no more, bro. Keep doing your thing, man. I'm going to probably listen to your show a little more now that I'm hip to you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Hey, that's all right, Dad. Well, I think that's what he – listen, I think, y'all, that's what Tyreek is afraid of. That's what he's afraid of, right? That right there. That's what he – why he was begging Rosebud to not do my show. But please don't do his show. Rosebud had to say, man, I'm a grown-ass man. I mean, you're not going to stop me from doing something because you got a problem with this dude. Who does that? Well, what men talk to other men like that? Real men won't do that. As a man, can't none of y'all, not one of y'all, ever say, I've ever called y'all and said, don't do this person's show because I don't like them. Because not only am I going to do the person's show, but I'm going to put you on Front Street and tell them what you said. Because you need to be clowned. You need to be put on Front Street because you sound like a bitch.
Don't do it because I don't like him.
Thank you. But if we ain't cool like that, nigga. 405-664, what's up? 405-664, what's up? 405-664, what's up? What's up? 702-232, what's up? Y'all know what? There's a problem with my board. My board.
Hello?
Hello, you there?
Yeah, I was just calling late, so I didn't realize I was queued in.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'll put you back on hold. Here's what I'm going to do to all of y'all. I'm going to give y'all 30 more minutes, but the board is messed up. So what I'm going to do is take a small break and open the lines back up. So if you're on the line right now because the board is messed up and I can't see, hang up and call back in. Again, there's... the number I'm going to open up so anybody can call. You got a problem with me, I'm going to give you all a chance again. Right now, the board is messed up, so I have to hang up the lines and call back in. So if you're watching right now, just hang up. That's all you got to do. Hang up and call back in. Let's see if we can get this thing back going. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know what this is. This is your world.